106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to the Best of Don and Mike. That's right, Best of Don and Mike today. If you were listening yesterday, as you know, Don has some things to take care of today. But Don and Mike return tomorrow. Until then, you've got me, your host, legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this fine Wednesday afternoon here in Washington, D.C. A little windy, a little cold, but sunny nonetheless. Hope it's just as good for you wherever you are. Listening to the Best of Don and Mike, coast to coast via the Westwood One Radio Network. And oh, hey, a lot of people across the country. I have heard, I've been told, a lot of people not feeling so perky today, not feeling too well with the flu going around all around the country, including my lovey Tracy. So Tracy, get well, feel better, and enough of that, everybody. Enough of that. I love you, baby.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
That's right. We're going to stop this and get right into the Best of Don and Mike. This is we've got a really good day for you. You're going to enjoy it. And it all starts with Don and a case of the hiccups. It's the Best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
We got a bunch of new stations. We got Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
We got Portland. Both of those are live clears. And then I got the hiccups.
Just like Frida. I got the hiccups.
And then there's Dallas, where we're on in the middle of the night.
And we're very happy to get whatever scraps they throw us at the night.
Yeah, whatever garbage you want, just toss it this way, the Don and Mike Show. Now, let me see if Alan is here. Because I have a question about the inner workings of WJFK radio station.
We all do.
The Infinity Broadcasting home of the Don and Mike Show. Well, I got the hiccups.
Would you like a brown one?
I got the hiccups.
They're killing
me. You know, you take care of him.
Hell,
I mean, this is a 100% cure. Do you have a? Give him my water that I haven't opened yet. And this is simple. You hold your breath. You hold your breath until you can't stand it, and you take tiny, tiny little sips of water while you're holding your breath until you can't stand it anymore. Your hiccups will be gone.
That doesn't work.
I'll do it during a commercial. I'm not going to do that. He's just trying to get me to do something stupid.
No, you know, you see. You have no faith.
No, I don't.
Wait just a second there. That's a perfect cure for the hiccups.
But I'll get by.
You're still hiccups.
I've got it, but I've got them bad. I got it under control now, Mike.
You don't, now, are you saying this because you think I just want you to look foolish, or are you saying this because, like everything, you just don't have any faith in my medical abilities?
Yes.
I cured somebody the other day with this, and they thanked me profusely.
Did you wear your harem scarum hat?
You just hold your breath, and that's for anybody that gets hiccups.
Teaspoon of sugar.
Hold your breath. No.
Yes. No.
I'm trying to get a hold of that.
It works for everyone unless you're diabetic.
See, I see you over there bouncing up and down.
What is Alan Line wants fun of? It's the hiccups.
Right. I got the hiccups.
460. How long can you hold your breath?
No, there's a real phone number.
Oh.
How long can I hold my breath?
Yeah, roughly. I mean, I know you're worried about like not being on the show for that amount.
I don't know. They did it.
I mean, I'm saying, you know, if it's it'd be a minute.
You know,
30
this is
seconds.
Now the second day in a row that you've brought up the amount of time. Listen, Mike, any time that you want to switch things, like we've had those discussions, you want to come over here?
Don, get out of here right now. It's all me. And take that water with you. Take that water with you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to tell you about a dining experience that you will absolutely love. I'm talking, of course, about O'Mara's Restaurant, located on beautiful Center Street in Manassas, Virginia. A wonderful, fantastic eating experience. Yes, let me tell you what we're having on our specials this evening. I believe it's a lovely black and red snapper with a beautiful vegetable medley of snow peas and carrots, baby carrots, that is, sautéed in butter, gleaming with just a hint of parsley on the side. Mouth-watering? You bet it is. Now, earlier I was talking about remedies, and I'll tell you about this remedy. It's water, you see. Simply take a sip of water as you hold your breath.
Uh-huh.
Kraft baby marshmallows, a little Kraft cheese, and then put them all together. And hey, can I mention, how about those Boston Red Sox? You know, even with the injury-riddled schedule they have, the Red Sox are still sitting atop the American League East with a 4-3 record.
Congratulations.
Rob is writing down your hiccup sickness. That's right. If you use my remedy, your hiccup sickness will be H2 over. Now, coming up in the next half hour, I'll be making phone calls to my ex-wives. It should be very, very exciting. It should be very special for you and yours. All right, you've proved your point. Get back in here. And I was just trying to help you.
No, you can certainly.
I was trying to help you.
Listen, Mike, I know that you're going. Oh, let me put my headphones on.
Yes.
Speak with you.
Yeah. Incidentally, that is a good look when you have them just around your neck with the cord. Don was wandering the hallway just kind of with the cord hanging around his shoulder.
Because, listen, man, I have feelings too. I know you're going through this thing. What is this? For his restaurant? Well,
yeah.
You can, as soon as I leave.
No, the restaurant, I got that out of the way. Yes.
I know that you're wound up about your personal life.
Yes, not as wound up
a little
that
bit
was yesterday. That's okay now.
Okay. Well, either way, you know me. I'm like just like a daffodil, and I'm so goddamn sensitive. And yesterday you said,
"Oh, you took it the wrong way." I was
sensitive
yesterday. I thought you were worried about disrupting the rhythm, and I thought it would be a cure all for your hiccups. I bet they're gone now, aren't they?
Now, yes.
See, because I got you a little wound up. And see, that was all by design.
That was all by design?
It was my magical little thing. But, you know, that
all
was
I
fun.
Knew
was fun once in a while. To
do that. Anytime you want. I would take a day off with pay. All I know is that yesterday you said, and I remembered it, you said when you were playing with your telephone,
right,
and I was busting your balls, you said,
yep,
well, it doesn't really matter. Like, you talk for the whole first 2 hours, and I don't even talk until halfway through the show.
Now, see, you're overreacting.
You
to
did
both
say that.
Things I am saying. But the way I said it yesterday, I would say, go to the tape. Let's go to the videotape. And listen, I was not saying that as a dig. I was saying that in a responsible way to pick up the slack of the second half is usually when I'm more... You know, when I do my job, I'm not doing this to slam
like what,
you.
The first 2 hours, what do? You just sit there?
No, of course not. I don't. I'm just simply saying,
I.
That pleases me greatly. That pleases me greatly. But here, you know, here I am, a friend sitting over here, and all I'm doing is trying to give you a hiccup cure, and you just poo-poo it so quickly.
No,
and my medical remedies, I could write a book of them.
I know you could.
I really could.
No, it worked. It worked just great.
Butter.
And
you ever burn yourself?
And the good news is,
butter.
It's very wrong. What time? 10 till 5?
You don't do that.
No.
In 10 minutes,
ice
I'll be
water.
Able to clock out.
Mm-hmm.
Because 5 to 7, that's your time.
No, and I didn't
three
mean
to,
that.
3 to 5.
See, but now which way? Which
3
way,
to
now,
5 is when I do
you,
all the
why
talking.
Why don't you clear up for me which part is offending you more? The fact that I say that I am not as needed in the first half or because it's
you're
all
needed
me.
During
I'm not
the
you
whole
think I'm
show.
Saying it's all me. I
no,
know I'm needed.
You're needed
whole.
During the whole show.
I know I'm needed, and I know I am, and I feel loved and needed, and it has nothing
and
to
I
do.
And I don't. I'm an insecure bastard. And I'm sorry, Mike, that my wedding is fine and my marriage is fine. And I'm sorry that when I come to work, I don't want to do something that might get me thrown in jail.
What are you talking? What are you talking about? I don't tell you everything
really?
Either. The matter yesterday that upset me greatly that I came to you with was pretty much resolved at about 4:15, 4:20 when I had a conversation.
Oh, no, and I knew that when you came back in the studio.
No, you didn't know that. No, you don't know everything about me.
I know this.
You don't know that. I didn't tell anybody about it, and I didn't say anything about it.
Without getting very specific, and you tell me if I have to dump this out.
No, what?
You came into the studio, here's all you said.
Later in the show, I told you.
Like
I,
at 6, you came in and you
6
said...
6 o'clock, yeah, but that, I'd done that at 4:15, 4:20.
Okay, then...
Do you know when I did it? I did it when I went down to get the phone.
What about today? Then when you arrived to work today...
These are privileged conversations that I have
and
in
I'm,
the office
and
with
I'm not,
you.
I'm not going to bring up any specifics.
About my personal life. I don't bring my
up,
personal life because it's too tragic.
But I'm not going to bring up specifics.
Mm-hmm.
But you say that everything was resolved.
Yeah, but it is. But,
when,
but the
you,
whole matter, the whole big thing,
when you
it
came
was
in
a big
today,
matter. Yesterday was huge.
You came in today.
Yesterday was a huge thing.
And there was an issue today.
No, but the issue was, I was just saying that. Like, you know what? Like when you say stuff, you know, we say stuff to vent a little bit.
Yeah,
you
we
know,
vent.
That's what we do. We vent. It wouldn't be anything that would that everybody would want to hear because it wouldn't be that
happy. Oh, I disagree.
Well, I mean, the thing is it would... Oh, God. Okay, now it's like, okay, you disagree.
No, right.
So maybe I'm the wimp and I don't want
to listen, you signed an agreement. I'm not... See, now, just like I overreacted, now you're overreacting.
Well,
I'm not...
I always feel like Ed McMahon in that drunk tape that we play. You know, it's like you, those are now 10-year-old animals. I always feel whenever we get in a fight, I always feel like I'm Ed now. That's how, no, but everything is fine.
Look, we fight now. We don't even really fight, though.
No.
Do we? No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Like,
we don't.
Can I tell you, and be honest with me.
Yeah.
When I walked out.
Yeah.
You know I wasn't walking out.
I knew you weren't walking out.
I'm just goofing on you.
I know, exactly.
I'm just goofing on you. But there's a part
there's
of me.
A level.
I'm terribly insecure.
I am not. The day that I am dissatisfied after 19 years of this thing being the way it is the day I will certainly let you know.
I'm terribly insecure. I'm a bowl of Jell-O inside. I have been my whole goddamn life.
No,
every day I expect to come in and get fired. Every day. It will not surprise me the day that they say you're fired. That's the day that I'll call home and say to Freedom, well, I told you so.
I knew
well,
it.
And you'll say, well, you said it every day that I've known you.
Well, that's two of us. I mean, I think that all of us. After recent events, I think that we all walk in here every day, you know, ice cream socials aside, feeling, you know, feeling very sensitive. I think about what I just did out in the hallway, that they might be tapping on my door and saying, hey, that's not the kind of behavior that a person that's on the radio should do.
You're
ripping down the ice cream social sign.
Here's what I was trying to call Alan.
I did, Buzz. I tore it down.
Wow.
The general manager.
You don't like ice cream?
Mm.
Well, now here's the thing. You know, let's face it.
We need more. You know what this radio station needs? It means a hell of a lot more than an ice cream social.
Morale
in a conference room, which is, you know, the cheap conference room.
Morale at the station sucks. It's okay. We've addressed it. It's all right. You know, we've been through regimes before. Mm-hmm. We've been up. We've been down. We've been high. We've been low. We get what's going on. But somehow the word has gotten back to management that right now, morale-wise, around WJFK radio, that people are hanging their heads.
Is that why they're doing it?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Uh-huh.
So tomorrow, in order to bring the staff together,
all right,
at 4 o'clock, there will be an ice cream social on the third floor. Now, Alan, if you're listening, I've tried to call you on your telephone. You're not there. You dope. You want to make people happy? Here's what you do. 4 o'clock is an outstanding time.
Mm-hmm.
Two words. Open bar.
Bingo.
Okay? Go to Price Club. Get one of those big things that comes in plastic that has all of the little finger foods on it.
Right.
Yeah, and then you call it a keg social.
Yes, a keg social.
Mm-hmm. It's not an ice cream social.
I think you also have it off campus.
People want to forget that they work here.
You have it. You know what you do? You have it at the nearest possible watering hole to the front door of the radio.
Well, the problem there, Mike, is that eventually there's got to be there's got to be a change of either dollars or you're
going to
have
exactly.
To. So,
exactly, and that would never happen.
So you do it on the cheap,
mm-hmm.
so you keep it in the station.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. If you're going to be in the station because you're doing it on the cheap, you want people to forget that they hate it here. So you want them to get good and drunk.
Right, exactly. You have to bring alcohol
in. If you're going to have a social...
You know,
and incidentally, who flew that at the flagpole?
Yeah.
Welcome to the WJFK social.
Yeah, Andy Griffith working here now or what?
You know what's really sad? In our last batch of Best Of, I ran a segment from 1998 where you had a very similar yelling match about this, but they've regressed because at least at that one, there was a bar and there was beer, but it was a bad bar.
If you go back years and years, and I always use this as an example, and when Don and I worked at WAVA doing a morning show, and whether we had good ratings, bad ratings, any ratings, whatever, morale was always good because you know what? We got together.
But Mike, it was the go-go 80s.
Yeah.
It was the go-go 80s.
It was.
No, but there was some of that still when I got here to this station.
It was. When we first started working here.
John popped.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
John popped. But it's just, you know, I looked at that and I'm like, wow, what is that? And now I'm worried about getting fired because I tore it off.
You won't. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. No problem. Someone's already put it back up already. Besides, they're not going to send anything to you.
No, they're not.
You know, nobody.
Everybody knows when it is. Ooh, it's 4 o'clock. Ice cream. Mm.
Nobody says anything to us around here. I guess that's a good thing. I was telling this to Hughes yesterday, to Michael Hughes, the guy who's one of the bosses here. We've had him on the show. he was asking about how it's going with the search for a producer. Yeah. And I said, well, I was telling these the people that I'm interested in, the best part about working here is that you don't have to answer to anybody. Because the program director's a joke, the general manager's a joke, that pretty much all you get, it's really a great place to work because nobody touches you. As long as you get ratings, you're okay. Mm-hmm. And Michael Hughes was standing there nodding his head, and then it's very slowly he's realizing what I've said to these people is, the reason this is such a great place is that you'll never have to talk to a guy like Michael Hughes, and when you finally do, you just give him lip service and tell him what he needs to hear.
Mm-hmm. And then it kind of went ding?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very frustrating.
Hold on. We think we know who planned this.
Okay.
Haji.
Haji did it?
Think it was Haji?
I think so.
Well, Haji, he has a cocktail once in a while, doesn't he? I mean, what's his...
Jack.
Hey, Haji, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Jack, I didn't know you organized this. I wouldn't have ripped it off the wall if I'd known that.
No, it's okay. It was just something to, you know, raise the morale around here, and we kind of are taking
Hey, hold on. Raise the morale? What is this, WFAG? We're going to have an ice cream social to raise the morale?
Now, Haji, you...
And Haji, I'm insecure. How are you going to raise the morale when your big dogs are doing their show when you're having your party? I'm insecure, dude.
All right, well, we were just thinking about our salespeople and just trying to get staff motivated around here. And so...
I tell you, the best way to motivate the salespeople...
How's that?
I can't say it on the radio. It's not politically correct, but yeah.
Well, we are kind of going with the open bar idea.
You got the right idea, Rob.
Writing.
It does involve a gun.
Yeah, maybe, you know, Haji, if the ice cream social is now code...
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's a code word.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just put open bar social. Keg social.
I think it was kind of assumed. We just didn't put it in writing.
Right. How about a monthly happy hour?
Ice cream. What kind of ice cream?
And you know what? And a happy hour that goes, you know, maybe start at 3 o'clock. Because if you start at 3 o'clock, by the 4:30, you know, mark, we'll be able to get some people on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Start at
2
o'clock.
Come by for coffee and fellowship.
That's right. What kind of ice cream have you ordered, Hodge?
We're thinking about Rocky Road, vanilla, chocolate, stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Boy, and what is it going to be? Just somebody runs out to, like, the local grocery store?
Oh, we're going to go pick up at O'Mara's.
All right, Hodge. Yeah, I mean, really, is that what... somebody going to run down to the grocery store and just grab ice cream?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
That idea sucks. I'm sorry, Haji. I mean, it's your idea.
Haji, you're a nice guy, really. You're a good guy. It's just, you know,
we think
you need to get everybody bombed.
All right. Well, we're working on that.
All right. Very good.
Maybe for the next one.
For the next one.
Right. Yeah.
So what kind of turnout do you expect for the ice cream social tomorrow?
Well, it kind of depends on what kind of liquor and stuff we're able to get.
Right. So you are actually...
We're going to do something at this one, but I think the next one will be a little bit more focused on the open bar.
There you go.
And you had to... Let me try to understand the food chain here. That you went with this idea for a big morale boost to have an ice cream party. You went to who? To Alan, to the general manager?
We actually worked out with Megan first, and then Julie and I kind of got it through to Bobby and Alan, and yeah, everything was approved from there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the entire Politburo has approved it.
Yeah.
All right.
Never, you know, listen, you know, here's where I'm going to be a walking contradiction. I'm insecure as hell, but on the other hand, I'm very cocky.
Very secure.
So what? You never thought to ask, you know, Mike or me what we think about this? You just decide you're going to fix morale around here?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have a goddamn ice cream party?
Well, you tell me what you think would work then.
Well, let me ask you something.
Besides the shooting and all that.
Let me ask you something. You like girls?
Absolutely.
Okay, are you sure about that?
Oh, positive.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Do you watch The O.C.? Just answer the question, Hodge. Wait, what's your favorite liquor? And don't say a liqueur. Don't say something faggy.
I'm a big Jack and Coke fan.
Jack and Coke. Uh-huh.
Well, then, right there. Welcome to the morale party hosted by Jack and Coke.
Yeah, absolutely.
And listen, for some of the guys, get some real Coke. I mean, I'm not talking about Coca-Cola.
No, yeah.
Like, get real Coke.
The Go-Go 80s.
Right. That's right.
Hey, if you think that'll work, well, maybe we'll push it on.
Just the mice races. Watch them run. Watch them run through the maze.
Maybe Mark St. John will get down on his knees and beg for some.
If you're going to do that, let's start at 9 a.m.
Come on, Big Al. Come on, Big Al.
Please.
Listen, now we're telling stories out
of
school.
Yes, of course. We shouldn't say
exactly.
The word.
All of these events are alleged.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, though, if you're going to plan a party like that, you might want to invite Goldie from Oldies 100. And ask him to wear his New York Giants helmet. And then call Jim Vance and tell him to come over.
Oh my God.
It was a buzz. You know why I can say that? Because I was there. I'm as bad as them. I was there.
I know.
Jim likes to forget that, I think.
Wow. Truth be told, so do I. But yeah. I don't mind bringing it up once in a while.
Right.
Well, you live, you learn. But I'll tell you this. I'm not advocating illegal drug use.
No.
I'm not for that. But I'm saying we got to have booze at the social tomorrow.
All right.
At our tea party, at our station tea party.
Yeah, so can you maybe make that happen, Jag?
It's done.
Ah, there you go. I like you, Jag. You're a can-do guy.
We all do.
I try, Mike. I try.
I know you do. You know what? I think Jag's just trying to do whatever he can.
I know.
It's like, just a little misguided.
He's like most people here. You know, this is what this is this whole job, this whole thing, it's a tweener, right? And for you, it's you're between what you were doing before and what you're going to be doing when you leave here. And be honest with me.
Yeah, no, you said it right there in a nutshell.
I got it. You know, hence the problems. Even though I'm here bitching and complaining and telling you I'm insecure and I'm full of myself, I'll tell you the other thing. As much as this station sucks, I still love radio.
I know you do.
This is still my passion.
Yeah.
The problem is that I'm surrounded with people like with tweeners, like Haji. You know, no offense, Haji, but look at it. He thinks, what's a good idea? You know, Haji, maybe you would do that like at the Hallmark store. Right? You'd have an ice cream social.
Yeah.
You're trying to get morale up at a radio station. Get hard liquor.
I think you've certainly gotten that through his head now that he will be sneaking liquor into the ice cream social, which really is almost like the plot of a 50s movie.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, really.
Hard liquor was actually our first idea, but it was kind of shot down because of what's happened in the past with hard liquor and some of our account execs.
Okay.
You know, what's happened in the past is some of the people, God pray against us, some of the people that work here have actually had a drink and then talked to other people and said, hey, you know what?
Yeah, and the real truth comes out.
You're not such a jerk. I don't really hate you so bad.
Uh-huh.
You know,
Who pooh-poohed?
I kind of like you.
You want to throw somebody under the bus, Haji?
From the last time?
Who poo-pooed the ideas
this
for
time?
Us? Yeah, I'm just curious.
It wasn't just one person. It was just an experience that people were talking about, and they didn't want that to happen
Who has been scarred by alcohol to the point that they don't want alcohol served at the radio station?
I think all I can say is upper management.
Upper management.
There you go.
What is that, Alan? What's he afraid of?
Well, who knows?
Or is it Bobby? It couldn't be Bobby, because I'll tell you this. Bobby is one hell of a party woman.
Yeah.
She likes to party.
When she gets a snoot full. Yeah, apparently there was some best of she was talking about where we were talking about her at a Christmas party.
Man,
yeah.
She loves to dance.
She's sensitive to that.
She loves to dance. She loves to hug. She loves to do everything. I mean, not do everything, but she loves to do everything.
Absolutely. I think really it's essential that this, and you need beer. You need beer.
Okay.
To warm everybody up.
And that could be cheap. You know, you go just go out.
Get some beer.
Get a keg. Go to O'Mara's. Get the men's room. Whatever's on the men's room floor. And I'll put it into one of those big metal kegs.
Get some beer.
Beer and liquor.
Beer and liquor. And then you just bring a pint of ice cream. Put it over in the corner. Go, hey, I thought this was an ice cream social. And you look over it, and there'll be, you know, this crusty plastic spoon with chocolate dripping off. And you go, there it is.
But don't worry, you guys. Listen, you'll have a great time, booze or not. Because let's face it, you'll all be able to talk about what jerks we are.
Yes, of course.
Because you'll be having the party right when our show's on
and
the air.
And that goes better with booze.
No, there's no thing that you guys can't come up during the break, so we can bring it down to you.
It's okay. Now you'll be upstairs. We'll be down here working.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, we'll bring it down.
Well, you know, that's guys, let's not be unreasonable here. That could be fun.
But face it, don't you think our morale is great?
Our morale's fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. Don't focus on that.
Never been better, but
we're the best.
Always can be a little, you know, Haji, if you want to sneak a little something down here, that's just fine.
I don't need it, Haji. You know why? Rah-rah, sis, bumba. I'm a company guy all the way. It's a great place to work. It's my choice to work for Infinity Broadcast.
You're a walking ice cream social.
You're a walking, what's the DQ thing that I'm thinking of?
A blizzard.
You're a walking blizzard,
that
Mike.
That is one of the finest compliments you've ever made.
You're a walking blizzard.
Blizzard.
A Heath Bar blizzard, if you please.
Even better.
If you please. Ooh. Hey, you understand.
Buzz.
Yes.
You're a walking nana split.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. That
really,
is
I mean that.
High praise.
I mean that. And Rob? You'll always be my strawberry shortcake.
Thank you. And the food, not
That's
the dog.
Faggy,
that man. Is gay.
That's so faggy. That's
strawberry shortcake. That is yellow cake, ice cream, strawberries.
Whipped cream. Whipped heavy cream.
Whipped cream.
Heavy cream. Heavy cream. All right, Jag. Haji, understand, we're not yelling at you. We're not mad at you. We're mad at the dirt.
That's right.
I hear you.
Okay.
We'll do what we can to make it better.
This kind of sucks, an ice cream social, but you do what you can to make it better.
Thank you, Haji.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you later. Bye. Hey, Haji.
Yeah.
Do you think I talk too much between 3 and 5?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Let it go, man. Let it go.
I will. Don't worry. I'm cool with it, Mike.
I didn't mean that.
I'm okay.
Come on.
I didn't mean it either.
We need some ice cream socializing down here.
Yeah.
Hey, Haji, get my drift. You read between the lines, right?
Ice cream.
We'll need that ice cream social brought to us, if you know what I mean.
What is, you know, this
see,
is...
See, my idea is to really, if we do that, if it's at 4 o'clock, then you have the, you know, the people that might be... persuaded to come on the radio.
Oh, it'd be fun. It'd be like a party. It'd be like a show.
I mean, I remember Jeremy Piven, Buzz.
Yes.
It's about the most fun we've had.
What was his name again, Buzz?
Jeremy Piven.
That's great. I'm trying the general manager now on his cell phone. I remember the number now. I hope this is him. And
you may want to try him at Baskin-Robbins.
He wouldn't get it. It'd be like at Safeway.
Where's the ghost?
Alan, Don, and Mike, we're on the air. How you doing?
Oh, hang on a sec.
Are you in a meeting? What are you doing?
Actually, on a conference call. Can I call you back?
No. Listen, ice cream social. P.U.
Yeah. We're modifying it, Al.
It's like a homo thing. How are you going to fix morale with ice cream?
You
fix morale with booze.
We're telling them to spike the ice cream social.
And listen, what's the deal with having a party when we're on the air? We disagree with this.
Well, we're going to save the ice cream for you. Unfortunately, it'll be melted by then, but we'll save some.
Yeah. All right, everybody wonders why the morale's so bad around here.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, you jerk.
How about we all go out for a happy hour?
Well, I mean, we had suggested that,
too. Like the old days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not a bad idea. But
that's good. Why don't you just get rid of the ice cream, though? I mean, then, come on, Alan. That's so queer.
The guys wanted to do something like this.
Tell me the guys that wanted an ice cream party at the radio station. Tell me these guys. Name their names.
I can't tell you exactly.
I'll stand opposed. I will stand up in opposition to an ice cream party. I think that that's for 3-year-olds.
Well, listen, if they wanted to do it and everybody seems enthused about it, who am I to stand in the way?
Well, just tell me one of these people, unless there are no people.
It's phony enthusiasm.
Tell me
Is it phony? I don't know.
Tell me one of these brown noses that came to you and said, hey, this would be a great idea if we eat ice cream.
Yeah, what are you going to have, pony rides?
I'm not going to out anybody.
No, we think we should change it to an ice cream spiked social.
But I got the feeling that it was a unanimous. Hello?
Yeah,
you're there.
It does seem like such a natural on a 40-degree week.
Who's that?
Who's that? You know, it would be great, Alan. It would be talk about the old days. We had a great party like the real old days, like before you worked here.
Oh, great.
like when you worked at MAL. That's when we really had some great parties.
Oh, man, it was
we had great ones at MAL, too. Come on.
Tear the roof off the sucker.
Frank and Jack loved ice cream.
Yeah, we had them at O'Donnell's restaurant.
Yeah, Bill Trumbull could put away some serious rocky roads.
That's shaky, Alan. This whole ice cream social thing is shaky.
You would have liked it if you would have been invited, I bet.
Well, we were invited. There's a poster up that I tore down on the door.
And they asked
How about if they bring the ice cream into the studio?
If
they bring the wink wink new type of ice cream.
And
into
this
the studio.
Is why I'm insecure, because what he has just said is what I felt. Because you guys weren't invited.
Yeah, and it really was is we weren't involved.
Confirmed.
Because you're having a party for everybody at the station. Except
what? What is that?
And listen, I'm not lactose intolerant. I'm Leinwand intolerant. You're really ridiculous. Ridiculous.
So we've instructed Jag to modify the party a little bit.
It's all booze. Forget the ice cream. All booze tomorrow.
It's a happy hour.
I trust Jag 100%. So
what does that mean?
I trust him. Whatever.
You trust him. So if he makes a few alterations to the party, it'll be fine.
Hello.
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 All right. One of three things happen. Either and one of them is real good. So you can pick out one. Either the cell just dropped off.
No such luck, Rob.
The cell just dropped off, or he got mad and hung up. Or he just, like a car just ran him over.
You know, you can't eat ice cream all the time and expect to live forever.
Absolutely. Those arteries finally just gave in.
A lot of people don't know Alan lives exclusively on ice cream.
Now, I guess we're just going to have to take the last bit of conversation from Alan and take it to heart. He said he trusts Jag.
Yeah.
And the way I understand it, Jag is making modifications to the ice cream social.
Yep.
Okay with
so the ice cream social will be an ice cream boujol.
You know me. T team player. I'll be here.
Right.
I'll be here because the party's happening right in the middle of our show.
Rah, rah.
So I'll be here.
Well, they're going to bring the party to us tomorrow.
Well, so you believe.
I'll make it so.
Good. Will you really?
Darn right. If they don't bring it to us, I'll make sure they bring it to us.
Well, why don't we just operate on this plan?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just bring your green bottle in tomorrow?
I think that might be a good
why don't we just have our own ice cream special?
I think it's fine, don't you think?
Maybe
probably help our morale a lot.
I think it's a great idea.
We all got bombed tomorrow.
People love those shows. And you know, there's nothing indecent about that. Bunch of guys having a good time.
That's right.
You mind driving me in tomorrow?
Yeah.
Would you really?
Sure.
You wouldn't be able to get drunk then.
Sure, I can. I'm on the log anyway.
You're on what log? On the FCC log?
Transmitter log.
No, it's merely a suggestion, not a
joke.
Log.
It's a suggestion, but he'll do that. Be fun.
Yeah, okay. We're on tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
We'll have our own ice cream
Ladies
party.
And gentlemen, I'm going to urge all of you right now, tune in tomorrow.
It'll be a good one.
It's going to be a special show.
Listen, got a break. Joe!
Yeah, we were in the middle of Joe.
Oh. Eccentric Joe.
Walking his lobster.
We'll get back to Eccentric Joe. But first, this word about the ice cream party.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Yeah, good idea, guys. Good idea. Keep killing me with those ideas. Ice cream social.
Woohoo!
Brilliant. That is, Buzz, that is saying that.
Brilliant.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for young people coming up into the field? Like, a lot of professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Is that probably the most important element?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there? Anything else? Anything you do?
Pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up to hurricanes. I passed that along. Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the Mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Wilson, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The Mutual newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man Duke Siebert by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this fine Wednesday afternoon. Well, That one goes out by request, the Larry tape for all of you on this fine Wednesday afternoon listening to Buck, Don, and Mike via the Westwood One Radio Network. Hey, now you heard Don and Mike hint in the last segment that there's an abstinence show. That's right. Today is an abstinence show, and this is the day of the ice cream social. And so things are just getting underway, and they're getting ready to call the social. It's the best of Don and Mike. We're gonna
go. Incidentally, 10 minutes have passed. The commercial time has passed.
And nothing off one drink.
And listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm as wonderful, as chirpy as ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to have really affected you.
We were discussing during the break that it doesn't have that much of an effect, which it doesn't.
I'm almost ready to interview Jeremy Piven.
It seems to
me
that
you feel like you might be affected.
Oh, I do. I feel it already.
Rob, pour away.
I think we ought to.
Mike, I think it's affected you a little bit.
Probably more than you, and we were discussing that because you are more hydrated than I am, and that's.
And I drink a lot of caffeine once the show starts.
Right.
I
drink water.
I'm on my third can of Diet Vanilla Coke now. Since the show has started.
I got the code red going.
And I had all my water before the show today. Now, what are you shaking your head for?
When you grab that stuff and you take a knock, you knock it back before it has a chance to get over the ice.
Right.
It kind of hurts.
Anyway, American Idol.
Quick question. Can I ask Buzz something real quick?
Did you pull one for him?
Yes, I did. Buzz, when you paid for this.
Oh, yeah, I've got it here, Mike. Don't worry. I've got it here.
Just checking.
When you got this stuff, did they gauge you on the price?
Actually, no. I got it for free. I didn't get that.
Nobody did, but
very
clever
boy.
I'll explain it now.
Okay.
This is how we know Mike's starting to get a little effed up.
Uh-huh.
We're talking during the commercials about something, about buying something, and Mike said something like, that's how they gauge you.
What was I talking about?
And I said, I was talking about
broker tickets for baseball games.
Oh, right.
How tickets to the Red Sox Yankees have come down on the broker sites because they were asking such an exorbitant amount.
That's how they gauge you. And there was a 2-second pause, and I said, do you mean gouge? And Mike said, oh, no, a gauge. And he went, oh, yeah. Gouge.
I can see that.
Ouch.
Gouge.
So, American Idol.
Yes.
Let me tell you, JPL, the retarded boy, absolutely safe.
Yeah, but I wanted to say again, agreeing with Simon, that it's astonishing that he has achieved this level, because I think the guy has no appreciable talent whatsoever.
American Idol.
I don't know why he annoys me now, but now I've gone from I loved him like you did, and now he annoys me along with the redheaded boy.
Hmm.
They annoy me equally.
No, well, they're both safe.
Because I'm ready for some talent, and at least we got that Fantasia rising to the top, because she is really, I think, the best they've ever had on American Idol.
Your loser tonight will be Diana, the 16-year-old girl.
I completely agree with you on that. She sang the Titanic song.
Hold on. Here's a guy who says that I am drunk.
No,
okay.
Come on.
Jack.
Yeah, Don, I've been listening to you all since a long time ago, and when you came out of break,
yeah,
I laughed because your words were just a little bit slower than normal.
Yours are fine.
You know, you were asking me before to catch up. Your microphone was off.
I know that. I coughed.
So oh. I
yeah,
do,
you didn't turn
I
it back on when you
it
said
is
right.
Having a little effect on you, and I think it's great.
That was funny right there.
People are gauging us.
You did a Larry
what?
Bud Melman.
I did not.
In your own way, you did a Larry Bud Melman.
I did not. I often.
You spoke into the microphone and said, right. And your microphone was turned off.
You bastard.
Some
you
of those animals are now 10
what
years old.
You know. No, not me. Hey, cheers.
Swancha.
How about a little sip?
Okay.
What's with the. That little echo on the phone.
It was the telephone. That's what it was.
What echo?
Here's to you. I'm fine. How many are you up to, Buzz?
I'm just barely starting number two, and I have to tell you, it's already socked me pretty well.
All right.
Cheers.
Well.
You don't even feel the warmth?
Listen to Buzz. No.
Okay.
I tell you.
Yeah, I know you would.
I'm dying to feel it.
I know. Well, keep drinking.
I'm dying to be Peter Pan. I mean, I don't want to get so drunk.
I understand
that I can't go home tonight, and I want to watch.
Well, Rob's giving you a ride.
I want to watch American Idol.
Or your wife's giving you a ride. None of us are driving.
You'll be fine. In fact, the last time I was really sloshed on the air, like, you know, now this is a pattern. I went home and watched an evening full of television and really enjoyed it. And I think you'll do the same. You won't pass out. You'll be fine. You'll enjoy your American Idol more than ever, I predict.
You know, but he's the great seller, isn't he?
No, but he's also. Yeah. Listen to how loose he is.
Lowered inhibitions.
Yeah. It, which I just, I love him drinking.
I do.
I've always, I think maybe Buzz and I have imbibed socially on a couple of occasions. He's just great to do it with.
I like being in control.
I know you do.
I understand.
Especially
I know
here
that.
When you are
and
really responsible. Like you're driving the car.
Mm-hmm.
I've had half the glass here. I don't know if I'll finish this one. I might just, you know, let it wear off by the end of the show. I'll be cool. You guys go ahead.
You're
going to
disappoint a lot of people.
Well, like I care.
Okay.
Like I care.
I just was telling people.
These people are disappointed in me every day.
I was telling people it would be a fun show to listen to.
This is it will be a fun show to listen to.
Well, I know it'll be a fun show to listen to. I was just saying we were all going to be partners in crime, and it was going to be kind of fun.
Well,
Martin knows we've certainly been under a tremendous amount of pressure.
Let me find out what's happening at the Ice Cream Social.
Yes. 10 minutes away from the Ice Cream Social. I plan to be up there every break.
Where is that happening?
I'm sure it's in the conference room.
Yeah, it's in the conference room on the second floor.
What's the number? Anybody got the number? Go through the front desk? Okay. Rob, I'm not so drunk retarded that you have to, like, point to where the phone is and then point to zero. Okay?
Okay. Don't. Rob just said, okay,
don't be an angry drunk.
It's not in my personality, Buzz.
I know.
And he's off the air carrier.
Hello?
He's off the air carrier.
Hi. Hi, conference room, please.
Okay, hold on one second.
Thank you.
Who's that?
I think that was the red-haired girl.
Or Meredith. I'm not sure.
Be an angry drunk.
I don't know any of their names.
It's not in
I
my
know all of their names.
You are wasted.
He is.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this? This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Kari.
Who?
Kari.
Kari.
Mm-hmm.
Kari?
Kari.
Kari.
Kari, one of the sales guys.
Great Kari.
Guy.
What's is that your last name? First name, Hari?
No, first name, Kari.
Hari Kari.
Last name is...
What kind of name is
Don
that?
Don and Mike.
What kind of name is that?
It's I'm from Trinidad. It's a Trinidadian name.
Are you the big guy?
I'm the big guy.
Yeah. Oh, Kari, you're a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
How long have you worked
here? I didn't know your first name.
How long have you worked here?
I've worked here 8 months.
Kari, wow. Kari is great. Kari is one of my favorite people.
He is good.
Did I sound bad when I just said that?
No,
he
no. He
is
smile.
Great.
I don't know him.
What are you guys having up there? Are you having ice cream?
The ice cream has not started as of yet. You guys are about 10 minutes early.
But you're getting things ready for the ice cream social?
I'm finishing up a meeting right now, and the ice cream is probably going to be coming.
Oh, you mean you have a meeting in the conference room right now?
A potential client in here right now.
Oh, what a bad timing that is.
Gotcha. Right up to 4.
Gotcha.
Terrible.
Well, make sure you tell the potential client that the station's having a gigantic ice cream social today.
You should talk to the client.
Wink, wink.
The way Eddie Gallagher used to do on calls.
Hey, put the client on with us.
Hold on one second.
Who is the client, Kari?
I think it doesn't matter.
He's going to do it.
It doesn't matter. Watch this.
Here we go.
Power Radio, right here.
Hello.
Watch this. Watch me sell ice cubes to an Eskimo.
All right.
Okay. Hi, what's your name?
Terry McCarthy.
Terry, what business are you representing today?
I'm with Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Ah. Nice talking to you.
What a coincidence. What were the odds?
You know what?
What were the odds?
No, I think he was right. That was an Irish sense of humor right
He was
there.
Kidding. Call back.
That was funny.
Call back. What's
that is a smart man.
Yeah.
That man needs to be on this radio station.
Hold on one second.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What were the odds?
No, I think...
Unless he really is.
That was an Irish sense of humor. Right?
All right, we'll find out.
They don't buy time. They don't have to.
Well, sure. With this company, they might have to.
Yeah, they do.
You're right.
They'll sell to anybody.
Come on, have
Hello? Hello? Oh, conference room.
Hey.
What, Mike?
Remember when you were asking me before? Look where I am on that. Just a little sip.
I see that. Okay.
Just a little... A big sip. Big sip for you. Go ahead. 1, 2, 3.
Come on.
Go for
Just
it.
Just enough to get
low. Go, go, go. Come on. Oh, no.
Come on. All the kids are doing it.
You're afraid. You're afraid of it.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a bad thing?
Just take a tiny sip. Don't drink too much of it.
Mike, what if it's a gateway? What if it's a gateway that leads me to my former past?
No, that's not going to happen.
I know, I'm kidding. And now look, now they hung up us.
But I mean,
hung up
I
on
just
us
want
at
you
the
to
ice
be,
cream social.
I want us to be equal in this.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, Don, Mike, Buzz, hey, I foresee an awesome show today. Listen, I just think that, Don, you should drink at least 3 glasses just to see what it does. You got a ride home anyway. It doesn't matter.
He does. He has a ride home.
You'd have time for that to wear off, I think.
I don't have time.
Right.
I really don't have a ride home today. I really don't. I mean, my wife's
Rob
working today.
Then drink 2 glasses.
How's Rob going to give me a ride home, though? Like, how's his car going to get home, then? Because in my ideal scenario,
we'll work that out tomorrow.
When I get a ride home,
oh yeah,
you would drive my car home, and then I guess you would have to walk home, Rob.
You get another sleepover.
Maybe by that time you'd be sober enough to drive me home or back to the station to get
But then I'd miss American Idol.
true.
Can't happen.
Well, your wife could give you a ride home.
She's a worker.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, well, just drink two glasses then. That'll be fun.
Oh, what are we having this discussion for? Have a little fun, everybody.
I've had 1.5 glasses of the stuff. I'm not falling down yet.
No, but you also really haven't had 1.5 glasses. You've had 1.25.
Okay. You think you know me. You think you use this child psychology on me.
I don't. No. Well, you think I know. Oh, he just knocked it. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Here we go.
Baby.
Okay.
Good night, Irene.
I guarantee you, I'm in control. I'm in charge.
That's right. That's right.
All right, now catch up. Here you go. Come on. I just had my second.
Mike's finishing his off.
Mm. What are you making a face for?
It's a little bitter.
Oh, it is a little bitter.
You can tell. You can tell. Buzz is already feeling it.
Yeah, you can.
Of course, you can.
I have the rubbery tongue.
Now let's call the conference room.
That was a funny line from that guy.
Yeah.
Unless he really does work for Mad.
And then just ironic.
Just unbelievably ironic.
Yeah. Still funny.
Yeah. And then foolish of Kelly not to give us a heads up.
Kari.
What?
Kari.
Kari. Kar with an E on it.
Kelly is a waitress.
I think we have a winner.
Yes, she is.
Where is she a waitress, Mike?
No, not.
Where is she a waitress?
Already, I said already.
Look around cafe.
Where is she a waitress?
I'm not going to say it.
O'Mara's in downtown Manassas.
Hank's look around cafe.
Got my own little rule on that.
See, they are not answering the phone now in the conference room. They are deliberately embarrassing us in front of a reporter.
5 minutes before the ice cream social. Oh, dear.
That's it.
Oh, all right, I'm raising my hand. Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
It's just, it affects, what it does is it affects certain motor skills. It does before it affects the rest of you.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you know, and then how are you? I notice you're being conspicuously silent.
Mike, I think one of the things, I can tell you this now that you're a little hammered. One of the things I think that you don't.
Hello?
Who yelled? Who heard something?
No, somebody on the phone, I think. Hello?
No,
I didn't hear a thing.
The telephones are not turned on.
Well, let's not pay attention when Buzz stops the show.
That's just me.
I didn't hear anything. And why are you putting that in?
Well, you said Mike was.
Oh, hammered.
Meanwhile, Rob's driving the car today.
So, Bruce,
right.
There's Carrie. Kari.
Kari.
Kelly.
What is Kari? C-A-R-Y? What?
K-H-A-R-I.
Oh, Kari.
Kari.
Oh, of course.
Anyway, I'm only being quiet because now's one of the times I want to spotlight on you because right now you're the leader in this race. Before Spotlight was on Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
I do love talking all the time on the show. I do love being the focal point. I do love discussing what we're going to discuss on the show. But I certainly don't mind taking a back seat to talent.
Mike's pouring another.
And I
figured, what the heck.
I try to do that.
I don't
that.
Particularly like the taste.
No, it's a little bitter.
When you do your crazy voices, your America's Top Mimic.
I don't particularly like the taste.
I love that. I love when Buzz does the news and comments.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Right.
Now, what are you going to do? Make me have another one?
I'm not making you do anything. And you know what? And I'm not doing that silly child psychology on you. No. But I know that we are similar in a few ways. You kind of like to leave the party a little earlier. But by and large, when we're doing this type of stuff, I think we're pretty much, we got the same kind of constitution.
This is something
and,
we talked
that's
about
what
doing.
Buzz, I just don't think this is the same hooch that you had last time.
I'm telling you, I don't feel bombed.
That's amazing to me.
I swear to God, I don't.
I think you cut it.
Hello.
You know, that could be a weekend show on WJFK. Buzz Burbank's That's Amazing.
That's amazing to me.
You stepped on it, Buzz.
So basically, the Doors, and Buzz would end every show by saying, and on Metro, the doors close automatically.
That's amazing to me.
Hello, Scott. Scott, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Buzz, I'd like to ask you a question about Absinthe.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, well, everybody's complaining that it's bitter. I thought that a lot of people, what they do is pour sugar into it or melt sugar into it.
Yeah, actually, that's what you're supposed to do. It's almost a heroin ritual where you melt the sugar or you at least dissolve sugar in it.
Well, it'd be great. You guys can all shoot up then.
You know, we don't plan to do that, but it's a little bitter because we didn't
because
add the
Americans
sugar.
Americans are addicted to sugar.
Yeah, that's right. We don't need the sugar.
All right, bye, dummy.
We don't need no stinking sugar.
Thanks, bye.
Go see you later.
And the way this stuff tastes is there's a lot of sugar in it.
I called him dummy because Buzz already said all that before. Buzz already said all that stuff about adding sugar and having to heat it up like heroin.
I don't mind repeating.
No, you don't. No, you don't. How's Joan Emery doing, Buzz? Hello, Todd and Mike's show.
Some of those animals.
Hello.
now 10-year-old animals.
Who is this? Don and Mike. Sammy?
Hello.
Hey, Sammy. Sammy.
Don, baby.
How are you? Sammy. What can we do for you?
Is the alcohol having the same effect on you as it did on Dr. Johnny Fever?
What happened when Dr. Johnny Fever drank?
Don't remember that one.
Remember that episode where him and the other jock did the drunk test?
Venus Flytrap?
Yeah, they did the drunk test on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I've done that before. I've worked at radio stations before.
No,
we're not doing this.
This is basically around the ice cream social.
Yeah. We're not doing this as a public service. We're doing this because the station's having an ice cream social,
and people like
a
it.
Station function that we were not invited to today.
Well, we were invited to it. Technically, yeah. if we just didn't approve of it.
We can't go because we're working.
You know what it is? We weren't consulted on it.
You. We have a clear leader. Leader.
Okay.
Well,
Rick. Hi, Rick.
How you doing, drinking buddies?
Hi, we're doing great. How's it going?
Hey,
I'm totally in control.
Excellent.
You want to have a contest? I bet I'd still win, though.
You would.
Now, the in control contest?
This is not any fun if you do that.
Well,
I'm trying to be all things to all people.
I know you are, and you're doing a fine
good job.
Hello?
Very responsible.
Don.
What?
Dude, you got a pound three. It's Thirsty Thursday, buddy.
All right.
Do you hear what your public wants?
Dude. Pound three.
Ones?
This would be the third, okay?
The full third.
That's amazing that it hasn't affected you.
Don has just finished his third. Okay.
If that doesn't do it, nothing will.
There you go.
All right.
What can I say? Strong as bull.
It's not like you didn't try.
Strong as bull, three regular party-sized glasses of absinthe.
What you have for lunch, dude?
Chicken.
Okay.
See, I have liquid
protein.
This is too funny. Ladies and gentlemen, I am an eyewitness. I am a visionary. And I will tell you, I know this is going to be very amusing.
I am a visionary.
Mm-hmm.
See, I ain't that drunk.
Oh, come on now.
I ain't that drunk. I couldn't go back and get that visionary tape.
You found the button.
Let's see. Hold on, Mike, on our newsmaker hotline from Texas. Here is Tony. Tony, Texas.
Hey, Don, Mike, how are you guys?
Hi, my friend.
Just to let you know, you have an affiliate before Dallas. We carry you live every day, Monday through Friday, your regular hours.
Before Dallas? What does that mean?
I guess this means...
Before you got on the air in Dallas, you were on the air in McAllen, Brownsville, Texas.
Who the hell
we're on
that?
We're in Brownsville?
Yeah.
What is your station there?
KVJY AM 840.
Where exactly is Brownsville located?
5 minutes north of Mexico.
Okay, so right down near the border.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't like that.
See, you know what this is?
I don't like being so close to Mexico.
What? This is our Brownsville station.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Right.
Anyway.
Was Brownsville station really from Brownsville?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Ah.
On Big Tree Records. And I hope I hope the signal only goes north, that it only goes to America.
We do cover into Mexico. Just a heads up on that.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
See.
Brent, Don and Mike Show. Brent.
Howdy do.
Hey.
That third glass that you just drank?
Yes.
I don't think he did it. Theater of the mind.
He did.
No, we saw him.
I tell you,
here I am, and Don does this a lot. I will do this. On my kids' lives, I was sitting there watching him knock it back.
On your kids' lives?
On my cat's lives.
Okay, that's it. I know.
We don't play like that.
No. I wouldn't lie about it.
And it offends me because I've been sitting here for like a half an hour twisting his arm, trying to dislocate his shoulder to get him to do it.
I've had three of them, and maybe I'm a little looser, but I don't feel...
You're amazing.
Like Jeremy Piven.
He's not amazing. It's you cut it, is what you did. You cut it.
No,
you wrecked it.
If
Mike, he didn't cut it enough that it's not working on you.
If anything,
well, no,
I'd
I'm,
beat
but
it, but
you know what? I'm not. I'm really... I don't. Do you really think that that I'm loopy?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little buzz.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, good night, sir.
Yeah, I know now because the way you're looking at me, I know that you are.
I know you. Well, Don would know me because of basically probably how many could we count? How many cross-country flights have we taken?
Too many.
To each other?
Too many, Mike. Here's another fact that they should think about today at the ice cream social. I know you're going
to
think this.
Which, on my watch,
it's happening.
4 minutes into it.
To boost morale.
You should know this as well, that effective December of this coming year, Mike and I will begin our 20th year together,
and then it's the following year, right on that date, that you and I don't have anything to do with it, but God damn it, somebody's going to do something for us.
No, nope, sure.
And I'm saying it right now. I'm putting everybody on notice.
They should.
Over a year in advance, I want something done. You know, I don't want us to have anything to do with it.
This is the notice. That's pretty significant. 20 years together in the broadcast.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, you know what?
Bombed.
He's gone, but you're close behind. Because
that's not true.
I know that's a hot button with you. I know it's a hot button. Oh, now
that's
you.
That's not true. That's not true.
Now, at least say that.
Yeah, you're right.
At least
you are.
Admit you're bombed.
I do. I admit
okay.
it. I admit
Mike's
it.
Doing stuff now where I know he's bombed, and yeah. he doesn't want me to say
right.
it on the air.
Right.
And here's how I know you're bombed, because I threw out that thing that we've been working together 20 years,
yeah.
and you came right up strong with the, and we want something, and we don't want to do it ourselves.
I want something for the 20th year anniversary.
You deserve it.
You know, with all the crap, why not?
It's true.
Absolutely.
Hello, Daryl, Don, and Mike.
Well,
Bodies.
Hey, hi, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey,
how are you, Daryl?
You're backing me up. You sound like you got your own self-imposed delay going on. Everything's like about 1 second behind.
You think we're working a little slower than we normally do?
Just dead.
I think that's one thing I have noticed actually listening to this is that there's a little beat. Like we process.
I disagree. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
The Don and Mike Show. If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it.
That's right, and I am your host, legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this Wednesday afternoon for the best of Don and Mike. Don't forget, Don and Mike return tomorrow, Thursday. Now, as you know, Don and Mike are starting to get a little tipsy on the Absence Show. Let's continue on. It's the Absence Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
But before we get to our guests yes. on the telephone, I must tell you that Mike is saying that you stepped on this, that you cut this. That this
Buzz,
is
I think
not...
I remember the last time, and I think if you gave us the stuff that you remember in the square bottle,
mm-hmm.
that's the real deal.
If anything, I beefed it up. I didn't give you anything out of the square bottle
but,
last
but
time.
But I will say, and I say this,
bitter.
I don't know whether he's drinking more than we are, but he is the most affected of all of us, and I believe he's
no
drinking.
No question.
All right, Buzz, I will tell you exactly what Mike said.
Go ahead.
Mike thinks you bogarted the good stuff.
No.
That's what I think.
And
no.
that you're giving
no.
us...
You don't know. It's not like you're ratting me out. I believe that.
Secondhand.
I think you gave us the garbage.
The best stuff was the absinthium, and there was very little of that left after the last time we drank some of this on the air.
But as much as I'm not... Listen to him talk. How can you be mad at a man that talks like that?
Hello, Mark. Don and Mike
Show.
Square
hey, what's
bottle
up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
Stuff is nasty.
Hey, Don. How you feeling?
Not drunk.
I don't get
that. I mean, a little buzzed, but not drunk.
Don't be hurling, man.
You
don't
had
be
solid
hurling.
Food.
Pardon me?
Don't be hurling,
no, there's
brother.
No chance.
Hey, not a problem, dude.
Oh,
hey,
boy. You know, Buzz, can you get
up,
down to the bottom of that bottle?
Any
hey,
chance
did you
of calling
taste
up
that?
Leah's baby?
Call Leah's baby?
Hey, where's yeah, the baby Leah?
Come on, it'd be
see, everybody
riot.
Wants you. Yeah, these are the evil people calling
yeah.
you.
No. What you want is the bit where I'm the voice of the baby, right?
Yeah,
baby
right.
Leah.
Right, baby Leah. Baby
Leah.
Leah. Baby Leah.
That's right.
That would be Leah Ford, not Leah Remini.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
You guys
see
rock.
Ya. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. You're going to knock the whole thing?
You're going to try to catch up. Or... I'm going to try to slow
well,
down.
Well, that's it. I believe Don is now taking the lead.
Well, we'll see. It hasn't affected him so
I've
far.
I've had four glasses.
He had solid food for lunch.
Of Buzz's absinthe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Buzz, I had 8 ounces of chicken.
I know.
That's all I had today.
I had liquid protein.
And I had tuna when I woke up this morning.
There you go. Tuna fish.
I saw some salespeople walking down the hallway. Tim McWilliams looks to be leading the charge at the ice cream social.
Sure.
F them. Joining us now, Mike, is a guy who speaks our language.
Okay.
Hey, Vic, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Hey, everybody.
Oh, now, man, are these people I want to talk to? I know we got an interview to do about this scotch, but I will tell
let
you.
Let me
I
just
also,
say.
I want to make some inroads.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
He works at the Borgata.
The Borgata with the fine new casino in Atlantic City.
In Atlantic City. His name is Vic Tiffany.
That's me.
Hey, Vic.
Vic is the vice president of food and beverages at the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in fabulous Atlantic City.
Are you a tough guy, Vic?
No, I don't know why we have that reputation in Atlantic City that we're tough up here. Now, with a name like Vic, you'd think I'd come by with, like, chest hair and, like, gold rings and stuff.
Right. What a great name, but, I mean, what a great, like, good fella name you have, Victor Tiffany.
Here's why we wanted Vic on the show.
Yeah.
First, we love Atlantic City.
Right. Thank you.
And also, this place, the Borgata, really, they're not paying us. It's the best place in Atlantic City.
I go down to Atlantic City on a regular basis, and I've stayed for years at the place next door to you guys over at Harrah's, and I now go to the Borgata, and I haven't stayed at the Borgata yet, but I plan to do it next time. Vic, if you could help me on that would be really appreciated.
You've got my phone right now, and then just call.
I'll tell you why. Cool. The reason is...
And they can put it... Check out the system there, Victor. I'm a valued customer.
You're ranked with us. I'm pulling you up right now. Hold it. I'm sending a car for you right now.
It is a Vegas-style casino resort, meaning...
Yeah. It's a huge trade-up for the market.
Nice. It's a nice place.
Is. I mean,
now, if they had places like the Borgata all throughout Atlantic City, it would be a lot more fun. I hope that this trend that
now,
has been started with the Borgata.
Let me just say that something that happens with a place like the Borgata, for instance, my brother's getting married Saturday in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's staying at Excalibur. I'm staying at Four Seasons.
My sympathies.
At Montego Bay.
Right.
Because if I'm going to go out...
Mandalay Bay.
It's a beautiful hotel, by the way.
Yeah.
I've had a drink. I want the nicest stuff.
Yeah.
Now, if I go to the Borgata, here's where I'm going to with this whole thing. The reason we have Vic Tiffany on the phone is they're selling Scotch whiskey. It starts today. Now, dig this. You can get a glass of booze that costs $3,500.
That's a lot.
Macallan Scotch.
I just want to let you know, Don and Mike, we dropped the price today to $3,300.
Oh, much more reasonable.
That is so kind of you, Victor.
That was a typo there. So
now, Vic, seriously, if someone's going to come in and spend $3,500 for a glass of scotch,
right?
What do they get for $3,500?
A happy ending, but a different style. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. It is. It's just, if you like scotch, you like single malt scotch, we're the only place in America, in the world right now, offering these bottles. And it's the 1926 is the one that you're talking about. It cost us, the bottle itself cost $33,000. But the other ranges go all the way up to 1973, and those are about $800 a bottle.
Now, these are the kind of bottles of scotch where you would see them normally at an auction house where they'd be... fine wines and art and all that stuff, right?
Yes, if they were even available at that point. And that's the one thing is it's just released in the world, so we got it. $170,000 to buy the lot at Borgata.
So somebody comes down and... say they're a high roller, or they're somebody that has an incredible run, and they say, "Hey, I want to blow it. I'm going to go in," and they can get a taste of this stuff. And have you had the pleasure? Have you had the pleasure of having?
I haven't had the 1926, but we did try some of the scotch this morning when it came in, and I'm doing very well right now. By the way,
are we?
Now,
we're all right.
Big two questions. First, if I was to come up there and I'm going to order,
Rob had a great question.
What?
Victor, do hands shake when the bottle is poured?
Remember that old advertisement? Have you ever seen a grown man cry? We pick it up with forceps when we pull it out of the box. We're a little bit worried there.
I go to the Borgata. I say, give me the $3,500 a glass of scotch. Do I get to keep the glass?
You do actually get to keep the glass. It's a Spiegelau glass, which is a hand-blown glass. So we throw the glass in for free, guys. And
you know what? That's the whole casino mentality, right? I mean, really, they know how to take care of their customers.
It's kind of like the Happy Meal cups when you get it to McDonald's. Just a little bit different than that.
Yeah, really. Victor Tiffany, really.
I love that name, Victor Tiffany.
Between the $3,500 scotch... And you got a nice ad for that on our show today with the Borgata in Atlantic City.
And I hope he does bring my name up because I want to stay there next
really
time.
Really, though,
I have your room right now. You guys have just got upgraded to a suite. I just want to let you know.
You go into the bar, you order the pedestrian, I'm guessing, $7, $8 scotch.
Right.
Yep.
You're going to get primarily the same results, are you not?
Well, it depends on what your end result is. I mean,
what if you just want to get drunk, Vic?
Well, you may want to even skip the scotch then. I don't know. We have scotch that starts at $9 for single malt scotch. For the 12-year Macallan, it goes all the way up to $3,300.
See, Vic, you got to sell me on this. I'll tell you why. I love cigars.
Mm-hmm.
And I really...
You've never got into the fine, like, scotches and stuff like that, right?
No, and ports and stuff like that.
But you know what? Really, there is a difference.
But with cigars, if some guy says to me, this cigar costs $40, I will say to him, go to hell. He'll say, try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes a difference, right?
Does it make a difference?
It's hit me.
See, we're having a little absinthe experiment on the show today.
But here's the thing. It's worth it.
Did it just hit you, Don?
Yeah. It's worth it. And I'll pay $40 for one cigar,
right.
But for $3,500, and I want to say this as a man who's been married for 23 years to the love of my life, there better be a hooker involved. For $3,500 for a glass of booze.
Have you witnessed anybody, Victor, have you witnessed anybody that's put down the money for this and taken a sip of it? And been satisfied.
It's interesting you said, and you're the first ones to be speaking about it on the air. There, we're going to start pouring at 5 o'clock tonight. About 35 minutes, we're going to open up the doors.
Ooh. Get me the jet.
The Old Homestead. And as you know, we have Old Homestead. We've got a $41 hamburger, but we also have a $7 hamburger. And it's like we said, we're upscale. We're not uptight here. I don't want everyone to think that, it's all about $3,300 scotches.
No, I watch
we have a great range.
I watched the Carolina Philly game at your casino hotel, the football game in the playoffs.
Right.
What's the name of that other bar you have in there?
The Gypsy Bar or
Gypsy
B-bar?
Bar? Yeah, Gypsy
B-bar
Bar
is the casino bar. The
Gypsy Bar is a great place. Great place to hang out. Absolutely.
Vic. Now listen, I'll be honest. Don Geronimo.
Right.
A made up name.
Michael Sars.
Real name. That's his real name. That's just played on the jingle.
Right. Now Victor Tiffany. Please, what is your real name, Vic?
I swear to God, it is.
Tiffany.
I know, you think like I'm some guy from royalty that's pouring, the single malt scotch for $3,300. I should have been, Joey Bag of Donuts or something like that.
What an incredible DJ name that would be, though. Victor Tiffany.
Vic Tiff. Victor. Yeah, I didn't
know. Do you go by Vic, Victor, or what do people, or Mr. Tiffany?
No, Victor. I go by Victor, but you know, Vic sounds very kind of old school AC. I kind of like it now.
All right, now, Vic, what would you say to someone thinking about a nice weekend here, going to go to AC this weekend? Why should they go to your place as opposed to Trump's place?
Well, Mr. Trump, I don't know what he's going to do after the show tonight, and he's got a beautiful property that... But we won't go there. I'll just leave it at that.
I'll be honest.
I think he's found his niche right now. Vic
might be modest, but you know me, Don. I'm a veteran of Atlantic City. I go up there an awful lot, and the Borgata sits right next to the Trump property, the Trump Marina property. Mm-hmm. And, you know the way that place looks next to yours, Victor. Don't lie.
Hey, Vic.
Okay, it looks like a hospital. You're right.
It looks like a hospital.
Vic, I didn't come up with that one. He did.
You spun me on that. You started that.
Here's what I have to know. Do you have nickel slots?
That's a good question.
We do.
All right.
And we have a $5 blackjack game every night, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, how many $5 blackjack tables do you have?
Depends on the night. Obviously, on Saturday night, they go down in volume, but... We're a combination of, it's a very aspirational product. It's a nice upscale product, but it's also a very accessible product. Everybody can come in here. You can come in here and feel comfortable.
Good.
Vic, here's what I want. I want to come up there for the weekend, not this weekend, but some weekend. I want to come up there with my wife, and I want to just be able to do what I do in Las Vegas with her, which is just send her somewhere, let her get a spa or whatever.
Oh, we have a beautiful spa.
Whatever she wants.
Spa.
And then I do what I want.
Yeah.
We have a spa suite for you, actually, here.
Vic,
it's a room with your own private jacuzzi, his and her massage tables, and your own VCR. So play whatever you want.
Vic, he really does have it.
When
you're talking about Atlantic City, and I'm not schmoozing here. I'm just telling you, he's part of the best place in Atlantic City to go right now. Everybody knows
Victor, give me a price on this.
Start with that $7 scotch. That's what
All right. Vic Tiffany, who worked for...
Borgata.
Atlantic City.
Cool.
And incidentally, you can buy this stuff. It's $50 or $3,500 a glass.
Depending on the year, right?
Depending on the season, right?
And they start tonight. And listen, you bastard, don't forget you were on our show.
And you guys, like I said, you have a suite. We're building a wing for you right now.
I think you should appreciate that. Normally people are not handled this sweetly on Don and Mike's show.
I can hear it already.
And, really, Victor, if you put my name into the system, I think you will know.
Mike's a big loser.
I am a big loser.
You'll love it.
I have lost a lot of money at Harrah's, at the Venetian, out in Vegas, and, just have one of your folks call me there.
It is. We're a joint venture between Boyd Gaming and MGM Mirage, and it's a very successful property. We're already speaking about expanding within the next 2 years, which is a wonderful thing after being open 9 months. Boyd got us a big hit. It's a big trade-up for the marketplace, and I have your room, guys. Please let me know when you're coming up.
Good for you.
All right, Victor, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Victor.
Take care.
There you go. And it hit you, didn't it? There you go. Hey, you know, I am so glad you were drinking. That's gonna make my
blah 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 blah.
Welcome.
Well, hi. I'm a big loser in a lot of the clubs up there. The Venetian. The name is Mike O'Mara. Blah 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 blah.
Did it hit you?
Oh yeah.
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 Oh yeah.
We're out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's okay with me.
Soft around the edge.
Not okay with me.
We got 2.5 hours till the show is over.
Well, I'm going up to the ice cream social.
I'm going to power up with lots of caffeine. I'll be cool.
You want me to bring you anything back from the ice cream social?
This is Victor. Vic Tiffany.
Is that the greatest casino name? My name is Vic Tiffany.
Funny.
Welcome to Atlantic City. How are you? Do you know by any chance Jacqueline Vargas?
When I was booking the interview and I'm talking to like his underling, he said, "You're going to want to speak to Vic Tiffany." I said, "Right."
Oh, and listen,
we'll need a follow-up call to that guy.
A drink or not? Who's dumb enough? Even me, if I'm so drunk and I just won money,
right,
to spend $3,500. On a drink?
That's crazy.
Do you think, really, and I've watched the Travel Channel and A&E.
Get to know Charlie.
When they do all that stuff.
There's someone.
Do you ever hear those people that
get
go...
Get to know Charlie.
They play $100,000 hands of blackjack.
Get to know Charlie.
They'll go in there and have that as their regular
get to know Charlie.
I'm putting it down.
They're crazy, man.
Get to know Charlie.
I got serious. You know, you were in my wheelhouse there. You know that.
I know.
Yeah. I got a little
That's
excited.
Why
I was really, I was seriously interested in kissing that man's ass.
Yeah. You will notice that at one point I just sat down.
You did because I was so, but you know what? Because I was schmoozing.
Yeah.
Because really, I rarely schmooze, but this is when I wanted to schmooze. You got it. Why do you keep hitting that when you talk to me?
I didn't mean to.
It used to be something else.
I didn't mean
you're persecuting
to.
Me?
No. See, button number two is right by button number three.
Uh-huh. Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome. Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Sexy Anne Marie's on the phone.
Sexy Anne Marie.
I remember her.
You know Sexy Anne
Isn't
Marie?
Isn't Sexy Anne Marie the dancer?
Yes, for the World Wide Web.
It's a website.
Sexy Anne Marie.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Sexy Anne-Marie.
Hey, Anne-Marie.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, Sam, what's happening?
Well, I need some advice.
Sexy Anne-Marie, right. Sam.
Yes, Sam, what's going on?
Well, I live out in Virginia, as you guys know.
And we know where.
Yes, we've all been to your house many times.
Many times.
anyway, I have you guys are bad.
Yeah.
I have a high school student that wants me to go to prom with him because of what I do. A lot of the kids in the area found out about it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do it, baby.
Go.
Do it.
What about the, I just worry, he's like, my parents say it's okay.
Your parents, listen, you're Sexy Anne Marie.
That's right.
From the internet.
I mean, you're not going to be taking your clothes off at the prom.
Screw
your
parents. I know.
Yeah.
Screw your parents.
If a kid wants to show up with you,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, I bet he's most likely to succeed if he gets my drink.
Why do I think of the movie Risky Business?
Yeah.
And that movie was...
That's what came to my mind,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, blah, blah.
Art and Marie.
He's gone?
Yeah.
He's gone. Hey, you got a quicker trigger finger with your little buzz.
The Alicia... No, I don't.
No.
The Alicia Cuthbert movie is just like Risky Business.
Is that what it's like?
Right. Yeah.
There is no better movie. I watched Risky Business the other day. That is a tour de force. And you know what? Tom Cruise, in my opinion, has made no further progress.
Josh?
Josh! Green, you supernatural beings. How are you doing?
Josh in Green Bay. Hi, Josh.
Hey, have you guys tried the absinthe in the ice cream yet?
Buzz?
No.
Have
not,
we?
Not in the ice cream
And that's
cream
all
yet.
You have, right, Buzz?
That's right. That's all we have today.
so we're out?
Well, I'm going to the ice cream social then.
We finished the bottle already?
I heard it's good with Rocky Road.
Are we done?
No.
Ah,
no, we are not.
With the bottle?
With the bottle, yeah.
It was quite a lot.
So we're done.
Yeah, but I'm checking the ice cream. Can we call up to the ice cream social and find out what's going on up there?
They have Irish whiskey and Grey Goose.
What is it? 880?
809.
Buzz is still eating his hard-boiled egg, though.
No, not yet. I'm saving it for the break. 809.
But he already put pepper on it.
Yeah, it's ready.
Yeah, boy. He's not thinking about the show. He's thinking about eating that egg.
It's protein.
I think I need something on my stomach.
Ice cream social.
Yes, hi. Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, this is Julie.
Julie, hi.
Hi, guys.
Julie, what are you doing up there?
I'm eating mint chocolate chip ice cream, and it's delicious.
No, that sucks. Julie, do you have booze?
We have Bud Light, and we have Jack Daniels.
That's all you have?
And we have...
What about vodkas? What about rum?
You have Grey Goose and Irish whiskey.
We have Bud Light and we have Jack Daniels.
Any visitors from out of town, like an imported spirit?
We have Bud Light and we have
Jack
Daniels.
Bud Light is great.
Oh, my God.
That's going to boost morale.
Now, who's up there? Who's up there right now?
Okay.
I bet the salesperson
is everybody up there? Is everybody up there partying?
Yes, there's a lot of people up here.
Wow.
They're getting crazy on this ice cream.
Right. Delicious traded out beverages.
No, we didn't trade it. We bought it.
You bought the ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Or what about the booze?
Bought it.
Bought it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Julie?
Yes?
Why would you have a party and not invite us?
You guys are invited as much as everybody else.
We're working, honey. We're working.
So we'll be happy to bring some ice cream down for you.
No, I'm coming up. We're coming up.
Awesome.
All right, Mike's going up.
I'm coming up, and I'm bringing down stuff for my friends.
Bring it down. Bring it up, baby doll.
Bye, Julie.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. I don't really like you. Bye. Okay, you win. You win the Honesty Award.
Yeah.
I just think that's the way that sounded.
Mm-hmm.
That woman doesn't like us. She never has.
Right.
She never will. I pray she's replaced by Jeff Shrinsky. But Jeff Shrinsky is working at a Spanish station in Miami.
Oh.
There's not a chance he's coming back.
I know.
I just talked to him on Monday night.
Got a nice house.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
You fine?
I said, hey, Jeff, what's happening? He said, I am working for a Spanish station in Miami.
He's in Miami, and that's really, he's got to speak Spanish.
Or so.
Shrinsky.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Shrinsky from our show?
I think so.
Right. There's a great general sales manager.
Amen.
Wow.
You remember Shrinsky on American Idol last night? Because if you saw Quentin Tarantino,
if anyone wants to know the man we're talking about Jeff Shrinsky, a sales guy used to work here. He looks exactly, I mean, exactly
amazingly
like Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
And him last night.
Jeremy Piven.
We got a break.
Half of Buzz's egg is gone.
Well, now it's going to be a little uncomfortable when I go up there, but I'm going to find out if... Buzz, will you come with me?
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right. And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning tomorrow. Until then, I'm with you, your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this fine Wednesday afternoon. Let's get right back into it. As you know, it is the Absence Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
It's all right.
The beer. Well, that's all we have.
So what's happening on the third floor?
I'm going to let Buzz, because really, I think I'm going to overreact.
People,
I really do. I think I'm really... really going to overreact. And it's, you know, I really went up there thinking maybe they'd festive the whole thing up.
Yeah,
and,
no. Now they're having the ice.
Now, what, you know what it is?
To boost
morale. There was a full 12-pack of Bud Light sitting there.
A couple people.
A full bottle unopened of Jack Daniels.
Right.
So obviously, hey, we have Jack Daniels. We have and everybody afraid to drink a beer.
Couple
and
of people
was I right about that?
A couple of people have bravely popped a beer, but mostly it's people quietly sitting around a table eating ice cream.
The
to boost morale.
People are downstairs. People are outside downstairs.
Yes.
There are, everybody is like paired off. There is, and everybody, I'd like to say everybody, eating ice cream.
I would describe the party as somber.
It was ridiculous.
This is the WJFK ice cream social.
Morale
it
booster.
Sucked.
Social. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our fearless leader is not anywhere to be found.
I noticed.
Well, now, right. There's two things implied with an ice cream social. You said there's ice cream.
Yes.
Are people being social?
People were in a circle around the conference table, but with the chairs pressed back against the wall.
Business hours.
And you have one little group here, one little group there, and then it was like, hey, I walked in, Buzz walked in, and it was very, very sad.
Yeah, a ringleader of any sort?
And it took my entire, like, festive frame of mind and put it away. I feel unbelievably depressed.
So the radio station is having a giant ice cream social.
Jack humored you by buying a 12-pack and a bottle of Jack that nobody's going to touch. And it sucks. Well, look, there you go. That's what it is.
There's the guy who should be at the heart of the party.
No, really, that's it. And it's just...
I'm not talking enough. I am not talking enough because what Buzz gave me a couple of hours ago...
Yes.
Finally hit me.
Would you like? I think you ought to interview some of the people that work here. I want to get to the bottom of this. There is a morale crisis at this radio station.
Okay,
I would say so.
From what we've seen, it sucks.
What is it, Robbie?
809.
Bud Light and Jack Daniels.
The Jack opened.
I don't care if you stepped on that.
Uh huh.
That's pretty good ass.
Pretty good stuff. Yeah.
Conference room of the ice cream social.
Who's this, please?
Jeff Hedges.
It is.
Hey, General, it's Don. How are you?
I am very well. I'm sitting here looking at a bottle of Jack Daniels and a bottle of
Coke. Hey, General, why don't you come down here to the studio and talk some sense with us? You know I speak your language.
Yes, you do. All three of them.
Come down here.
What happens bad to me if I do that?
Nothing. That party sucks,
you're
right?
Friends.
Jeff, now you will admit, now you are a man who is not unaccustomed to a high-level social life.
So you're telling me it's time to move uptown and come downstairs?
I'm just saying that party, that needs to turn into a party. And right now, that looks like I have been to wakes that are more energetic.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The station wants to have a morale party today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an ice cream social. We've told them to serve beer. Meanwhile,
they buy a 12-pack and a bottle of Jack just to humor us. And it's, Jeff, you know that party needs some help. Am I right or am I wrong?
God, I die for a cigar.
Alan just walked in to provide that help. I'm headed downstairs. You want to talk to him?
I am going to my car to get a cigar. I don't care about the rules about smoking in the studio.
Go ahead.
Would you like to speak to Alan?
Yeah, Alan. Yeah, put Alan
He
on.
Just arrived.
Put him on.
You can get a cigar out of my humidor.
All right.
Ooh, put him on.
Good. I'd like one, too.
Hang on, put the
ass on the phone.
You guys are always welcome.
Thank you, Jeff.
Put the eunuch on the phone.
Jeff, please advise Alan, because through all this, I do have a strong self-preservation instinct. Please inform Alan that Don has been drinking.
Oh, no. Like you haven't?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Mike,
one second.
Watch this.
Thank you, Jeff.
So am I.
You are two afternoon personalities here on the telephone.
Watch me pull this off.
All right.
He will not think I've had a drink.
And okay. B, they want you to know that they're very lively and very happy. And now, here's Alan Limewine.
Ah.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's happening?
You having fun?
No.
Now the party needs something, Alan, and you know what? There's only one man that can make that happen.
Yeah.
That's you.
Alan Limewine, have you ever had the pleasure of coming across the great Alan Goodman?
I'm not following.
Did you ever meet Alan Goodman?
Oh, of
course. Did you ever meet Alan Goodman? The great Alan Goodman. P.T. Barnum, as we used to call him.
Alan Goodman.
Here is the deal, Al. You have a party for the people who work here.
I have been...
You get them plenty lubed up.
I have been to Irish wakes that were bad ones, that were more festive than that.
You were
were up here?
I came up there, Alan. It's horrible.
So I've been to Methodist.
You know, people are hanging from the ceiling now.
Oh, stop it. Don't lie. You're making
get
me
off
mad.
There.
Impossible.
Come on. You're making me mad. Alan, you need to wave the magic wand.
Come on. I'm on the phone.
You have to
crazy
wave,
up here.
Yeah. You have to wave the magic line wand.
Hey, Alan?
Yes.
What's the next hour of the day? Oh, no. You know, you can tell he's sung twice now in the same break.
Don't sing now.
Please don't sing now.
Don't sing?
No. Not to Alan.
Alan, who is the most junior employee up there?
Junior. Let's see.
Yeah, say, Don, Jeff is at the window.
Look at those cigars.
Alan, you need to send somebody out there. You know, ask Timmy to send somebody out there.
Yeah, where is Timmy?
Timmy will know how to get the party going.
Hi, that's fair.
And let's make it a real party, Alan, all right?
Are you coming up?
I'll come up.
We'll be
if
back.
You turn that into a decent party,
Alan,
I will come up there.
All right, let me go talk to the party committee.
Thank you.
Alan?
Jeff
Thank
has
you.
Just brought us fine cigars tonight.
You don't come easy.
Don has been drinking, Alan.
You don't come easy.
We want a party tonight.
You know it don't come easy.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
To play the blues if you want to sing the blues, and you know it don't come easy. You don't have to shout all these songs if you
but
even
yes,
play
it
easy.
Well, now you made me feel
you just haunted. Drove every listener away.
No, we're they're coming
right,
in
like
droves.
You haven't jerk face. Goodbye, dumb ass.
He doesn't mean
worst
that.
Manager in the history of radio.
I think he hung up on
dumb
he's
ass.
Gone. He's gone.
Wouldn't know good radio if it came up and bit you in your giant pockmarked ass.
God,
this is bad radio.
Hey, what bad radio is?
Yes.
Try the Bill O'Reilly show.
Now, Rob, do you think he's not gonna follow up on those instructions to get this party livened up? Who can we get that's more reliable to get the party going?
You're looking at him, Mike. If I had told her that I loved her, I would have stayed till who knows when.
See, it's just a delayed reaction with the absinthe with you.
Yeah.
It took 2 hours, long. Yeah.
And now
I want to be your friend.
Look at me.
Because a friend would never doubt you or forever put you out of sight. Mike, I wonder what you doing tonight.
I'm going to O'Mara's restaurant.
Oh, yes, I wonder.
Hey, look around, Kathy.
What you doing tonight? Wonder what you're doing tonight. Oh, yeah. That party sucks.
You know what? It's horrible.
We're so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so, so bad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Because you can't lose a friend you never had.
That's right.
Because a friend would never doubt you and go out just for spite, you bitch. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Hut, hut. Oh, yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Voicing hard, man.
Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You know what? We're a little pitchy.
Thanks.
We're great. We kick ass. We love radio. We're the bright spot on this dismal dial. Come on, Bobby.
All right, Bobby, let's go.
Because a friend won't say it's over. If you're wrong or if you're right. Hey, Mike, now I wonder what Alan's doing tonight.
He's playing Tim the Tail on the Ambivalent.
Oh, yes, I wonder what he's doing tonight.
All right, I'm going to try to do the harmony here.
All right.
Come on, guys. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
You know, it's great when none of us can hit the notes.
Yeah.
Sha la 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 la. cha la 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 la.
Perfect. I thought that was perfect.
This is very similar to a regular party.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's great, and it's a good cigar too.
You should be at my
house. Is there anybody have a match?
I do.
You should be at my house some Saturday night.
Your face in your hand.
Thanks, Rob. Oh, that's the second one for you.
Oh, hey. I don't want that. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're the man. They're upstairs bobbing for stupidity.
Hello, Rick. Don and Mike show.
Man, those guys set you up, partner.
Pardon me?
Those guys set you up with that accent, man. That stuff's a sneaker.
Set him up. How?
Yeah, it does creep on you. It does creep on you. That's what he meant.
Yeah.
Don't get paranoid, boy.
All right.
I'm not effed up.
Don't worry. No. I tell you what, man. I'm in some muck in the corporate world.
Hey, T-Bot, Sam, or whoever's in the back, and can we get one more of these?
Just about ran off the road when you were busting line one, man. Keep up the good work.
Oh, he's a jerk. Hello, Don on my show.
My boy. All techniques into one, Jack. Hey, Don, I just want to
freedom
say,
from
man,
constipation.
Freedom from constipation.
Right.
I wanted to say thanks for cutting loose and getting real, real gone for a change.
Yeah,
it does relate to Elvis when we're doing this on the show.
I'm going to get real gone. Cut number five, Rob. I love this song. I play it every goddamn day on the show. When I am on the treadmill in the morning, this is the song that I run to. A compulsive maniac. And I'm telling you, I suck as a singer. But I love this song. Mike? Na na na. Na 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 na. Hey, goodbye. Okay. He'll never love you the way that I love you. Cause if he did, no, he wouldn't make you cry. He might be good in bed, but baby, my love, wish that you kiss him. Go on.
Thank you, brother.
One more. I'll take the next chorus. Here we start, Tommy.
Goodbye.
Listen to me now.
He's never needs you to comfort and cheer you when all those silent tears are falling, baby, from your eyes.
Listen.
He might be good in pain.
Now, call
if
me.
Anybody,
call,
if anybody didn't think that we were having fun today,
call me and tell me I suck. Like I care. Like I freaking care.
You don't suck at having fun,
Brian.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
you made me forget that I hate that song.
Oh, now see, there you were getting paranoid, and out of the box, it's love.
You know, we meant to think of you, Brian, but we just didn't care.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What up, dog? Yo, what up?
He's doing a Randy on you.
That was just eyes for me, you know what I mean? That was just eyes.
I love our listeners.
That was just eyes.
I'll tell you, we are sharing the love with our listeners.
Right.
Absolutely.
That was eyes.
That's fantastic.
Hello, Dean, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, it's still me. I was talking about Elvis earlier. Somehow I'm still on the line.
Oh, he's still on the line.
Yeah.
Are we conferencing or what?
Yeah, you're done, then.
Listen to Buzz. You're done.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Jeremy Piven.
Donnie with an I. You
right.
Had to have been better than the DeGarmo girl last night. Much better, I
thank
thought.
You, my friend.
Now, are you surprised after you set it up that way to be getting this love?
Oh.
No, absolutely not.
You expected it?
No, I did not.
You genuinely were better than at least three of the people last night.
What was the question?
No, what people are, you have gotten, I believe,
Mike,
four calls in a row.
Ready to help me?
Yeah. And, of course, I will do the original version that I've always done with it.
I can nail this song. Watch me.
All right. do one character with this book.
I was walking down a one-way street, just looking for someone to meet. One woman who was looking for a man. Come on. Now I'm walking down a one-way street, and I
don't know the words.
And I'm something to meet.
No one does.
One woman. Love you all over. My buzz.
Do you believe in love? Do you believe it's true? Do you believe in love?
Oh, I believe in love.
That's an even two.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, here we go.
Yeah. Sing it.
Now I'm walking. What does true love begin? I'm going under. I'm dragging you in. Someone wants.
I don't know if our mistress will leave us forever.
Come on.
Come on.
Now I'm wondering where does true love begin? I'm going
under.
So I'm dragging you in.
Someone's going to call and say the singing is bad.
Yeah, well, I'm ready for somebody to be clear-headed. Jim?
John, Mike?
What do you want? What do you want, dummy?
I just want to say, I'm not tone deaf, and Don, I'm sorry. You're not cutting it today, man. I'm glad you're having a good time.
Hey, dude, F off, okay? Seriously, F off.
I'm having a
Do you want somebody having fun on the radio?
You know what you're doing. You're giving,
what?
You're giving him what he wants.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
That's what he wants.
I'm not killing you. You're listening to it, dummy. You're calling. I got news for you. I'm Sven Gotti, and you bought into it. You dumb MF-er.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun.
But I dedicate this to you anyway.
Go ahead.
You and your retarded parents.
I used to have you in a photograph.
I'm so glad it's changed.
Do you believe in love?
Do you believe it's true?
I believe it's true!
All right.
There we go.
Who wants some flapjacks right now?
How are you, Mike?
I'm fine.
And Rob, when you tap me on the shoulder, then you point at the clock, that would indicate what? That you love me or what?
Are we all late, Rob?
Time right. For love.
Do we need to play commercials?
Yes, we do.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
My baloney has a first name. It's H-O-M-E-R. My baloney has a second name. It's H-O-M-E-R.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, calm down, Florida. Don and Mike return tomorrow. Until then, it's me, your buddy, Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine Wednesday afternoon with the best of Don and Mike, coming to you over the Westwood One Radio Network. Well, the absinthe is wearing on and on and on, and just when you thought it's slowing down, who should call but Don's brother, Jim. It's the best of Don and Mike.
If it's my wife, I'm on. God, I hope not.
Hello?
Hey, dude.
Hey, it's your brother.
My brother, Jim.
My brother. Hello.
Jim.
I can't have the car radio on when I'm talking to you, can I?
No, you can't. Oh, God damn. You're
hey, Jimmy, are you listening to this show?
Yeah, you guys are acting pretty wacky, man.
Hey, what do you think, Jimmy? What do you think of this show?
It's pretty funny.
Thanks, Jim.
Why don't you sing me a love song?
You know, in honor of his wedding, I think that would be appropriate, and then maybe that would conclude the musical.
Kiss my black ass.
Getting married Saturday to Marnie.
Seriously, why don't you kiss my black ass
in Las Vegas?
Hey, man, you know what happened?
What?
We were getting our marriage license today, you know, in the courthouse here.
Yeah.
Turn down your radio.
I'll turn it down. And then we met somebody that's from Rockford.
What are the odds?
That's
pretty amazing. World. What a great story.
The car with
that's,
right
certainly,
now.
That's certainly picking up the show.
Yeah,
Who is screaming? I was just a witness at their wedding. Pretty cool, huh?
Has your bride-to-be had a couple of cocktails, Jimmy?
No, we're going to Margaritaville right now.
Try to catch up with us.
Yeah.
All right. All right, you want Don to sing you a love song?
Yeah, I want him to sing me a love song.
All right, this is my brother, Jim.
Uh-huh.
He is in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He's getting married.
Mister, I can handle it. Listen to you.
This is my brother, Jim.
I have four. How many did you have?
Huh? How many did you have?
I had six.
You did not. You're lying.
I had six.
You did not.
All right, sing this to your brother. Hey, hey,
what is this, Rob?
Hey, listen. Relax and enjoy yourself.
I don't know this one.
With feeling.
Some Air Supply fag song.
No, this is horrible.
I just took that.
A hit. How about a love song hit, please?
Rob, don't give me some faggot
song. Sing a Joe Cocker song or something.
Hold on a second.
How about You Are So Beautiful? Yeah, You Are So Beautiful.
That's nice.
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Hold on.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Here you go. I think I love you.
There you go. Number three.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And what's wrong with that, Mike?
What's wrong is that I think the song he has requested is the most appropriate.
We don't have it. You Are So Beautiful.
You know what that looked like? You don't know what goes on here.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That was look like we don't have it,
right.
Morons.
You Are So Beautiful.
You are so beautiful.
We do not have it.
To me.
Oh, hold on.
Good.
Number five.
Can't you see? Whoa.
Okay, do it. I got one for you and Marnie.
Ah.
All right, here you go. Here you go. It's not going to be You Are So Beautiful. It's going to be something better.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
Going to like it.
Are you ready, Jimmy?
So you're in Vegas now. Where are you in Vegas?
I'm right in front of the Stardust.
Yeah.
Wayne Newton Theater.
Little can stand up now, Mike.
You hear this down the phone?
And the great thing is the three of us.
This is horrible.
This is really hard. And everybody calling, like, saying, I'm William Hung. Eat me, okay? I see the schedule. I see the screen.
Don, you're better than William Hung.
Damn right. My eyes are round.
Nice your teeth.
So true. Jimmy's getting married in Las Vegas. Will Gibbs? Is it a mistake? I do not know. At least he's not on the blow. He is drug free. Take it to the world with Marley.
Girl,
Marnie.
And now people leaving the station.
Write the next word line.
Oh, I want the truth to be said.
Jimmy, Marnie, Mike, help me out.
No, I hate it. It's horrible. I hate this song.
Okay.
Jimmy, where are you going right now? Margaritaville?
Yeah.
And you got your marriage license?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yep, we're going to go.
You know what this is turning into?
It's my fantasy.
Your jukebox.
Yeah,
I'm in the middle of a bad dream. And all at once I wake up.
WFAC.
Can you do me a favor?
What's that, Jimmy?
What, Jimmy?
Say congratulations to Chuck and Mary from Oxford.
Yeah. I think I love you.
You're gonna like
sing it, Shirley. I'm done singing. That's it. It's shut down.
I'm going to let you go.
Oh, all right, thank you.
So I don't get in a wreck.
Okay, good.
Yeah, are you driving the rental car, Jimmy?
Yeah.
See you Saturday.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday morning at the airport.
Have fun, kid.
All right, love you. See you.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, then. There he goes, Jim's Rob.
There he is.
Bye, then.
We got a break?
I think he was enjoying the show.
I think so.
I hope so.
Who cares?
He's your brother.
I don't care.
We've committed.
Don't care.
I don't care.
I don't either.
I know you don't. Rob, where are we at?
How's that?
Rob, I need a ham.
Yes, I believe we're about to play the second break.
No. Come here.
All right.
Over here. To my thing.
Hey, where'd you get that?
This is the same one I've had since the beginning of the
show.
Now,
Rob, are we coming up to here?
I've had one and a half, and I'm done.
We just got done with that?
Yeah.
So we have that and that?
Yes.
We're okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to The Absinthe Show.
We'll be right back. Okay?
Okay.
You can take some phone calls.
Will we?
What's up next?
Yeah.
Phone calls.
I love the adversarial nature. Yeah, will we?
Yeah. Well, are you challenging me? Yeah. Well, then I tell you what, Mike.
You're funny.
You know what? 20 years together, and let's start trumpeting that,
yeah,
shall
we? Should. You should.
20 years of radio dominance.
I think, frankly, when you reach that milestone, mm-hmm. you get a two-year window
to promote.
Yeah.
Do you know that besides my career in radio, before Mike, PM, when I climbed to the top of the top 40 ladder by myself.
You did.
Since I've been with Mike. Do you know we've been together 20 freaking years?
Almost that.
Do you have any idea what kind of record that is?
It's
in
unprecedented.
Radio?
It doesn't happen. We've been
working together 20 years.
Couple of decades.
We still like each other.
We do.
We don't hate each other.
We don't.
We have a good time working together.
Some of those animals are 20 years old.
And this station sucks.
We need, and you know what? Everybody's just leaving the party because nobody pays attention.
The morale party is being vacant.
You know, really, it is. I don't know what's going on upstairs, but
we are having a great morale party today.
You know what I'm doing? I say this starting today.
Uh-huh.
What?
This is a personal crusade.
Yes.
You heard it here first.
All right.
At this radio station.
Yeah.
I am personally going to begin a morale process.
Good luck.
Those I will.
You will not.
Those who are not welcome will not be welcome. Those who are welcome will be welcome. No, I'm serious about this.
I know you
because
are.
I went out there. You know what I Buzz, tell Dom what I did upstairs. What did I do upstairs?
What did you do?
You went in, you looked around, nothing was happening, and you left?
No.
All right.
A little more than that. You missed.
What did you do?
I selectively handed out beers.
I didn't notice that.
F you, Buzz.
Well, now, what kind of response
Buzz,
is that?
I swear to God.
I'm your buddy. What is this?
F you, Buzz. I did that. Remember, Robbie, I walked around and I said, who's going to party?
No, I didn't see that.
Did that burp smell? My apologies.
You didn't pay attention.
Well, I wasn't
watching
your...
You were too busy talking to whoever you wanted to talk to.
I wasn't watching your every move.
That's what he was doing.
Be careful.
All right. Now, but the fact
is... Be careful. We all have secrets.
The fact is, I think there is a core of people. This is just like one of those great parties where the next day you have to go to people and go, oh, listen, I really didn't.
No, we don't, because we've not seen any of those people.
True.
F you! You're having a party on the third floor without us. F you! I'm fine.
But I know you're fine.
We're all fine.
But.
Yeah.
There is a core here that exists maybe not.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
There are a core of people here that could be a foundation for morale here. That's what I think.
Name them.
Who are they?
Name them.
Yeah.
You got Hedges?
No, I want it secret.
No.
Nope. I want it secret.
Let's put it out front.
You didn't even notice who I was doing. Did you notice I was going from person to person?
I didn't.
Actually, I handed them out to a couple of people inadvertently.
Yeah. See, there you go.
All right. Well, whatever.
Okay.
It's too much fun. But, I think this show is everything that it was billed as.
Do you know that Liberace's ex-boyfriend says he's been banging Michael Jackson?
That's what I hear.
Really?
I do some real prep for this show every day.
Of course you do.
But today it's wasted. Courtney Love says...
It's wasted?
Courtney Love says...
We're wasted.
Courtney Love says she's covered with loser dust.
Hey, Kari, if you hear my voice, come into the studio. Kari.
We have to break, Mike.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Well, now we have to break, but you were going to read like 10 stories.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't. You don't know me that good.
Well.
Hey, Kari, come on in here. Now, here's one. Now, all right. If you were going to ask for an individual I would feel I have faith in as somebody who would be very, part of. Now, Kari, seriously, honest appraisal, what did you think of that party?
What, the ice cream party
out
there?
And I know you're new and you're a rookie. I don't want to put you under undue pressure, but it's just not happening, right?
Sucks.
It's not bad. I don't want to say that.
Oh.
You know what? You are. Get out of here.
Get out. Out. You're out. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
This room is for men.
Play the diplomat.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
See you later. You know what? Hey, you know what?
See you in the women's room. See you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
You know what I'm beginning to think?
What?
Hope you get some maxi strips.
You know?
You know what I'm beginning to think?
Christ. What's that?
Do you know what I'm beginning to think?
What do you think?
Maybe it's us.
No. Never.
I can't really tell right now.
It's not us.
Is it us?
No. No, no, no.
No.
Have people, certain people here, listen, brainwashed everybody to think it's us? I mean, we're fun guys. We like to have a good time.
I'm not this drunk. If you're in the show, if you're in your car, and you're listening to the show right now,
into the show,
here's the deal. They're having the ice cream party upstairs.
We're having our own party down
that
here.
We weren't invited to.
Right.
Buzz brought his stepped-on absinthe, right, which, incidentally, for me, 2 hours later, it's fine you stepped on.
Nicely
I don't
stepped.
Care. Yeah. I don't care what you did to it. Mike was saying you stepped on it.
No.
It's worked out fine for me.
I was wrong.
It's worked out fine for me. How's it worked out for you, Mike? What do you mean?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You're fine?
I'm actually fine.
I'm singing.
I'm like I am 5 nights a week.
I am singing the goddamn Partridge Family, mm-hmm, and you're just okay.
When Buzz and I, 10-year-old animals, went up to the third floor
where the party
we
was.
I don't know if Buzz was as depressed as I was. I came away. It took a lot out of me.
Yeah, once we got there, it sucked it out of us.
It really, really was depressing. And I might, if you'll go with me, I'll try and I'll do it again.
Sure. All right, go back up again. We're going to break right now.
All right,
you guys,
here's the
go
deal.
Upstairs and report on what's happening at the station.
If I'm
upstairs.
Up there, if I'm up there, and you know the commercial breaks over,
I've had a drink,
and I'm still
I'll be
up
honest
there.
With you. I know it doesn't show.
If I'm still up there, and I'm not back when the show starts,
commercials
again,
are done.
You'll know that it's a good party. If I'm back down here,
I guarantee you'll be back down here.
I know you will.
I bet a year.
I mean, I know I will. I know you.
All right, we got a break. So we come back, we'll have... I'm like, don't,
you just made me laugh with
don't,
that
one. Don't throw this cigar away. That's quality.
I think it's down. Mike's down.
Mike is just falling
Mike's
out
down,
of his chair.
Chair
That's
is down.
Real. Mike is falling out of his chair. Robbie, hold on. Robbie,
we have a new winner.
We have a new leader.
Strangely, I'm the sober one now.
We have a new leader, and the leader is
God,
Mike O'Mara.
He's
chairs
yeah,
suck.
They do tip.
Yeah, it's the chair's fault. It's the chair's fault that you're so drunk you just fell out of
you
your
okay,
chair.
You okay, buddy? This is, again, like a public service to people.
No, it's not, so Buzz.
Warnings about
no
alcohol.
Public service. There's no public service.
I've always felt very comfortable down here.
They're having a party upstairs. They didn't invite us.
That's right.
And you know what?
And now everybody's leaving.
Screw it. I'm gonna smoke the Jeff Hedges cigar.
I don't see why not.
The Fuente Hemingway. It's a great cigar. Thank you, Jeff.
Can't
appreciate
it.
Appreciate it. There you go. Are we late, Rob?
Time for love.
Do we need to play commercials?
Yes, we do. Right. Go to the party. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, it takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged. Like a fine cheddar, the best of Don and Mike.
La 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 la.
Thank you, and that's the general manager Michael Hughes. And welcome everybody back to the best of Don and Mike. It is Wednesday. Don and Mike return tomorrow on Thursday. And what we are doing today, we are listening to the fabulous, fabulous Absinthe Show. And let's get right back into it. Looks like Don and Mike are in rare form, and they're ready to interview some employees. It's the best of Don and Mike.
I'm doing better now.
Good.
Calling Rob during
so
the break.
So am I. I think we all are. I mean, yeah. Buzz is. I think we all are.
Right.
I mean, we've all basically had our little absinthe moment. And
about an hour ago, I was really into it.
How many? Four?
Is that how many
I think you said you had four.
Four.
I've had just like one and a half.
You're still there.
A little bit.
Yeah, we all are.
As
a little.
I am, too.
Yeah, but we're
and
coming
I believe
back.
You and I are now a little beyond him.
I think so. But I'm working on Diet Vanilla Coke.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You're working on Bud Light.
But we have to remember our constitutions here.
True.
That's the important thing.
But the important thing to note here is that there's a party going on upstairs, the WJA.
No. Don't speak too quickly about that.
Yeah. Not so much.
Okay, well, tell me. I didn't go up
there. Is no party. It's over. It's gone.
The ice cream social?
A few people. We walked in. No. Not a few people. Jag was in there with two other people that weren't doing anything but sitting at a table like killing time.
Just sitting. And a few people have gone back to their desks.
No, everybody went back to their desks and They're working. They're down here in the and they're doing their thing, and the rest of the people have left.
They found that working
and
was
Alan
more fun.
Was standing over a couple of workers, and Steve Johnson was in his office.
He's a party animal.
And
not
he,
today.
Not today.
No.
This was the day he chose not to.
Perhaps wisely.
Mm-hmm. This is the one day he decided not to come to work drunk.
Right.
Steve Johnson.
You know, maybe this was a test from Alan
uh-huh.
to see who would get drunk.
Yeah.
We
maybe
failed.
How'd we do?
And I found out that it's probably not a great day.
Probably,
to
but
have
said probably.
A social
uh-huh.
when you're going to fire somebody.
Yeah.
Who's getting fired?
The Hobbit.
Already done.
Got canned today.
Name him.
Well, I don't remember what his name
young,
is.
Young, chubby guy. Everybody liked him.
He was a good friend of Kari, and I think he was a good friend of Kari.
Yeah,
and that's probably why Kari was a little, edgy.
Is that the guy that always was smoking downstairs with the cigarettes that had, like, the plastic holders on the end of them?
I don't think so.
He was a short, heavier guy.
He was a heavy guy. A little chunky guy.
You know, so many salespeople go through these stores.
But, I mean,
they come and go.
Just for my money, you're going to have the social, you don't have the...
So they fire somebody.
Fire a guy and then have a party to boost morale.
It's ludicrous.
I thought it was perfect.
Tough love. And I'm not talking about the rapper.
All right, let me call Al.
Oh.
I couldn't. Well, Al was like supervising, like standing over desks, and everybody was back at their jobs. And if you're counting, really, I would estimate the total time for the ice cream social, 1 hour and 15 minutes.
You know, if I had known he was going to be let go, I would have texted more votes towards him.
Texted more votes for him.
Rob, he was a little pitchy.
He was a little pitchy.
This is Alan Line 1.
Hey, buddy.
Blah, blah, blah. You're a jerk face. Okay, so they fired somebody at the ice cream social.
No, not before. It was before.
Yeah. But before?
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
So then they have a little get-together. Let's get together and have a great time.
So how's the turnout at the party upstairs?
There's no one. It's over.
Everybody's
nothing's
gone.
Going on.
It's over.
It's an empty room, and first of all, it put a little kibosh on it when the room had computer paper, or what was that stacked up on the conference table?
I didn't even look.
Dell computer software?
Uh-huh.
Or,
oh, that's MediaTouch. That's going to be installed in the Air Studio last April.
Yeah. I can't wait.
That's going to be installed.
Just to
so
really,
reset. It's just not that happy.
The station had an ice cream social today.
To boost morale. Right.
On the same
I
day,
think we ought to check and see if morale was boosted.
On the same day that they fired somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie?
Yeah.
Go see if you can find somebody to come in
see
here.
See if you can find somebody like Tim McWilliams that has the guts to come in here.
I don't know if many people have the guts.
I don't think so. Not in the climate we're in. No.
See, Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Man, you guys got absent in my radio personalities. So I'm just having a great time, and you guys are drunk, and I'm loving it.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, sir.
Well, I got news for you. I'm coming out of it now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm coming out of it. I'm starting to get more focused on what's happening in the real world.
Yes.
That stuff sounds
I am. Don't stare at me, Mike. I am.
No, I am, too, but it's just... What's sad is I thought it would be a little... I thought, really, that our show... would translate into here. Now you want to talk about guts? You
hey, Madonna.
You want to talk about guts?
Baby. Madonna friends. Hey, Madonna.
And one of our old buddies and somebody who does
hey,
have the balls
thing?
To come in here. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And,
boots.
Hi, Madonna.
Turn her mic.
A little
go.
Bit of damn ice cream.
So this party upstairs, it sucks, right?
I don't know. I didn't go up.
She didn't even go up.
There you go.
Do you want a drink?
Huh?
Want a beer?
No, thanks.
You
I
sure?
I'm driving.
Oh,
all right, okay. But,
so are we.
So, well, I want to get home before you guys get on the road.
So the ice cream social was like an... That's funny. She's so evil, but she's funny.
Yeah.
Madonna, let me ask you something, and it's not the Madonna. Madonna.
Madonna.
What do you think? What do you think of the whole idea of the ice cream social?
Sucks, right? Sucks big time. You can't give people who work at a radio station.
You've been here a long time. Nobody's going to fire you.
Like I said.
Come on.
Come on, Madonna.
How many administrations have you survived?
I lost
all of them. All of them.
Really?
All
Madonna,
of them.
You've been here through all of them. You're going to maintain, no matter, even after Alan gets fired, you're still going to have the job. So just tell us, did the party suck?
Well, it's like rearranging deck furniture on the Titanic, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Hello. Madonna, you're excused.
Thank you, real.
Thank you very much.
Is she a real woman?
Yes, she is.
There you go.
Is she a real woman?
Yes.
And,
yes,
and incidentally,
is.
Ladies and gentlemen, she gives us crap, too. All
the time.
Yeah.
All
there's
the time.
There's no one else that I can think of that has the guts to do that.
I would say, like, 9 to 5, you guys are obnoxious. But in this state, you're even more obnoxious.
That's right. Get out. Thank you.
Like, oh, thank you, Madonna.
My condolences to Cliff. That's your husband. Poor son of a bitch. And don't think I don't talk to him at the Christmas party. Because I do. I say, hey, great. Cliff, what's happening?
Rob, anybody else? That and would be interested in speaking.
Cliff says you think you got it bad with Frida.
Uh-huh. Anybody
tell you about being being married to Madonna?
She's tough.
She is.
She is. But you know what?
Yeah.
Out of that toughness,
we admire that.
There has been a grudging, and I mean grudging respect over the years.
That's right.
Hello, Joe.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know your singing performance was ear delicious.
Thank you. Was it an eargasm?
Yeah, I had total eargasm.
Thank you, my
fantastic
friend.
Fantastic.
Hello, Chris. Don and Mike Show.
Don, you are ear delicious.
Thank you. Everybody tells me that, which is
unanimous.
What which
everybody's
what,
saying delicious.
Which is what Neil Sedaka said last night. What a faggot he is. When he stood up on American Idol and they said, here's Neil Sedaka in his running suit, his members only suit. Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
He went, oh. Clay Aiken, number one with Solitaire for 3 weeks in a row.
Of course.
And then he's just the red hair.
Delicious. Now, here comes Michelle.
To the red hair.
Strange,
boys.
Strange that the only people coming in are women.
The survivors, too.
You know, this great misogynistic show that all women are afraid of, but the only visitors we have are women.
All you could find were women and tumbleweeds back there.
That's right. It's
what about when Neil Sedaka said to the red-haired boy last night? You are delicious.
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 All right, now, Michelle, I know for a fact that you were up there at the party. What happened? What went wrong?
I have no idea. I think it's the conference center.
You think it's the conference room itself?
The location.
That may have played a part.
I do.
Really?
The Dell boxes.
And the fact that there were boxes up on top.
Yeah.
Boxes, I agree. To a certain extent, I agree with her that there were boxes stacked on the table that you know, when you can't see people across the conference room because there's hardware stacked on top, it might have been
gotcha. And here's how you gauge the success of a party. The autopsy. The autopsy that we're having afterward.
Right.
We're actually, you know, trying to figure out what killed it.
So the party sucked upstairs, Michelle?
Pretty much.
Gotcha.
And not necessarily a morale booster.
Not really.
No.
Do you want a drink?
Sure.
Yeah, take one of my beers.
Let's get her a drink.
Yeah,
give her a drink. There's
why don't you open that on the air?
Okay.
There we go. There we go.
Thanks, guys.
Come on, Michelle. Come on now. Do it for Iceland. All the way down. Chug. 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 Chug.
Do it for Iceland.
Come on, Michelle.
Michelle?
Yeah.
We'll always have Iceland.
The Blue Lagoon.
There we go.
Bye-bye. Bye, darling.
Good night.
Here she goes.
Hey. I'm sorry. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Our two old friends.
We got like 25 people work on the sales staff here. Two of them come in.
Mm-hmm. They've both been
and
here.
Incidentally,
seriously, how long have they been here?
They're both girls.
Same as us.
Okay? They're girls.
Rob, any men that would come in here?
Devoid of men back there.
Well, no, there are men. I saw men when I was back there. No, really? No men?
Don and Mike, hello.
They're scared since one of them was fired.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
Don't ever rag on Dennis Murphy singing again.
Oh, please, I'm drunk. Come on, get off my ass. And besides, I got a full tongue. You know what I'm saying? I stand by my performances today.
Hey, Dennis does a fine job with
hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, guys.
Yes, hello.
Jesus, how much power does Alan have there to keep everybody so tight-lipped about that party?
You know, I'm wondering, really, that he has an iron hand back there.
He does.
He must.
He does. What an
ass. For you, Michelle, for speaking your mind.
And Madonna. Give Madonna credit. Yes. The only people to come in here.
She wouldn't really commit.
No, Madonna did.
No, but Madonna and Michelle.
I know anything.
It was very brave for both Madonna and Michelle to come in.
And I thought they were really honest about what they said.
Party sucked.
And Rob, tell me, please, you took pictures and are going to put them up on the web.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, no, he's lying. He's lying, darling. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, God! Hey, Mark, how you doing?
How you doing, dude?
Okay.
Hey God. How are you?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hi, right. Dennis.
Hey, I'm pissed at William Hung. I'm pissed at William Hung.
Hey,
why
did you pull your teeth? Oh, I got something about William Hung here. Dennis is going to kill you.
I'm kidding, what? Of course, Dennis. How are you?
William Hung.
Okay, Rob.
William,
hold on.
Dennis, what do you want?
Dennis, listen to this.
Yeah.
William Hung, the guy from American Idol,
right.
The old guy.
Yeah.
Even Usher, you know Usher, the singer?
Right.
Yeah.
Even he says, forget it, I'm not going to win the sales battle this week. William Hung is going to have the number one album in America.
I can't believe that.
William Hung has now topped the charts in America for three weeks in a row.
I love that.
He's been number one.
Who doesn't love that?
For amazing. 3 weeks in a row. Now, keeping in mind, he got canceled from American Idol on January 27th. I'd say this guy's got legs.
It's incredible.
This Chinaman's got legs.
It is incredible.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not.
He took his inability and turned it into something.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred. Hi, Don.
Dennis, that's something you've been trying to do for years.
Yeah, I got one hand, one heart will beat him. But
now, listen to this. I'm going to give you some hard numbers on William Hung.
Dennis,
hard numbers.
Dennis, and I'm going to tell you in advance, this might kill you when you hear these numbers.
Oh, I know.
Listen, first week. And he's got heavy competition. Right. Everybody's got an album out.
Yeah.
First week, William Hung debuted at number 34 on the Billboard charts. Number one on the independent charts.
Unbelievable.
Total number of albums sold first week, 380,000.
Wow.
380,000 albums sold in the first week.
Real.
How many of those did he sell out of his car?
Dennis, that could have been you.
Yeah, it could have been me. I only sold 800.
You sold 800 of your new one?
Oh, no. Christmas CD so far.
Your Christmas CD so far.
All right.
And the Christmas CD, Dennis, the Christmas CD recorded in what year?
1998, but One Hand, One Heart. One Hand, One Heart was
a perennial favorite.
One Hand, One Heart.
One Hand, One Heart sold 65 copies so far.
Yeah, you remember that with the pushy broad singing the duet with
him? And now the thing is...
That was his love song karaoke
Dennis
album.
Can never go on American Idol now and be the guy because William
Hung
is taking it.
Yeah, you know? And Dennis, you're a pro. You've got a record deal.
Oh, no! I can't believe William Hung beat me!
All right, Dennis, we got a break here.
Yeah.
Yeah? You want me to send you a break?
Sure, take us a break, Dennis.
Oh, by the way, if you need income tax, call me.
Yeah, that's good. That's a nice ad to do on April 15th.
Just in time. What, Dennis?
I'll follow extension.
Come on, take us a break.
Okay. God in my...
Right. If you need your income taxes done, at 5:49 Eastern time on April 15th.
I just hung up on it. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Ghetto-licious.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Well, absence show rolls on. There's more employee interviews for you. It's the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network. Listen, here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
I said this before, and I mean it again. I love radio. My, don't make fun of me.
I'm laughing because your voice is a little hoarse, and we've had a bit of day. I probably am more depressed than you are today, and I really thought I thought this would be a springboard to everybody coming in the studio, and it would be fun.
Don't be depressed,
festive, and it really, really depresses.
Don't be depressed because listen to my message. The message is the same thing that got me hooked on radio from the time I was 8 goddamn years old. Do you know I've worked in radio full-time since I was 12? I'm 45 now. I still love it. It's still the greatest job in the world.
Yep. It is.
Greatest industry in the world.
Yep.
You walk into a radio station, you should walk in the same way that I walked in wide-eyed to these great radio stations when I was a young kid and said, God, I'd give anything to work there. And all these people that work at this station don't get the fact that this eventually will be one of those stations that people look back on
and
say, wow, that was a crazy place to work.
When we talk about doing a show like this and we talk about coming in and having a good time, having a party, Buzz bringing in the absinthe and everything. And I looked at a bunch of guys.
Stepped on.
And I'm talking to these guys and I said, and somebody said, you mean like when he did it the last time? I said, no, we're all going to do it today.
Yeah.
And to look at the faces of people I'm talking to
all right.
and see the reaction and to see the bottom line,
why we all do this, because it's fun.
Right.
And then to walk in and not have it here in the little building, it's weird. Now, some might say, okay, guys, now you're getting too heavy. But the fact is, it's a little creepy to be in that environment. And now people hear the way we're talking right now, and I'm trying to be measured. And the fact is, I'm mad because I thought we'd have everybody that worked here in this room at this hour.
Yeah.
Well, you see, the radio...
It doesn't happen no more.
The radio station was supposed to have their ice cream social today.
Right.
I thought...
It boosts morale. You would think the people would come in for the ice cream party, and then they'd come down here when they found out that we had real... killer booze.
Now, the deal is, the margarita party with Brad was brought up that people are scared.
Why?
That Brad, Brad had too many margaritas.
What, is Brad fired?
I don't know where Brad is.
He hasn't been with
Rob, is anybody here in the building anymore? Please find someone. Please.
Brad is history.
I need satisfaction.
I know.
And furthermore, satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
And furthermore, even if Brad, at the last time the station had a party 4 years ago, got drunk and out of control, so what?
Right.
So what?
We need a little out of control here.
So what? So what? I'm like that guy at that crazy Mooney church.
I think what you were saying is that people don't realize how lucky they are to be a part of this and how much fun it is and could be and should be.
And I want to say this honestly. Seriously, I know they work a split shift, and I know that they hate us because of Opie and Anthony. We're Ron and Fez. We're getting drunk today. Come in. You want to be buddies?
Yes, come in and drink a beer with us.
Here's the deal, Ron and Fez. I know you're leaving. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I still like you guys. What, I'm not supposed to say that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, we all know.
I don't know.
We all know.
Rob, introduce our next guest.
No, you're good guys. Mike, don't cut me off here.
I'm not cutting you off.
You're
I
good
have
guys.
No idea. I don't care.
Come in and have a drink with us. Let's at least pretend for an hour that we work on the same freaking team.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the WJFK street team, it's Megan.
Hi, Megan. Now, Megan, you're not one of the salespeople here. You, what do you do here at the radio station?
And same with Bill O'Reilly. Where the hell is he?
Yeah. Why didn't he fly down for this?
Right. Howard.
Hi, Megan. Hi. Yeah, we're Stern.
Robin, I want you to go look for more.
Where?
I'm sorry.
Where is
I know
Robin
I'm making
Twitter's?
You work hard, but I want you to go look for more.
Megan, how's the party going up there?
Party ended a while ago.
It ended about 2 hours ago.
Was that a bad party?
Actually, I wasn't there.
Yeah, Megan was running the phones. Yeah, that's why.
Had to work.
Megan had to work, and Megan had a little cocktail at the front desk, which I thought was admirable.
Good for
Megan,
you, Megan
is not the right person to interview because she had the right attitude here.
Right.
You like working here.
I do. I love working here.
It's fun.
Yes.
But it could be more fun, don't you think, Megan?
I'm having fun every day.
All right.
Well, come on. Okay. Be honest.
No, I am being honest, but we do have some... Jack and I are working together trying to get some ideas to... You know,
we need
more fun things.
We need more.
We're working on it. We're trying.
Now, Wendell is coming in back of you. Right?
Here we go.
Where's Wendell?
Why, no, Wendell's in back of you. He's directly in back of you.
Oh, hi, Wendell. What can I do for you?
Ashtray.
What?
Ashtray.
Ashtray. Oh,
thank you, Rod. You an ashtray.
Appreciate
nice.
It. Thank you, Wendell. Thank
Thanks
you
very smooth. Much.
I'm allowed to have
we
a cigar
smoots. We need a few more smoots around here.
Yeah.
Seriously, Wendell, I mean that. You know, God.
We all
so,
agree.
Red, what's your deal here?
I'm a sales assistant. I help out with promotions.
Sales assistant?
Yeah.
So you help out with promotions, and this thing kind of wasn't what everybody wanted, right?
Well, we tried to do something that we thought
now more people.
Would enjoy.
Now, here comes Jag.
There he
now,
is.
Now, Jag,
here
I believe go. Jag's
hey,
heart was in... Haji, your heart was in the right place.
What's
my
happening, Haji?
Right
Haji looked incredibly depressed when I saw him up there.
Don't be depressed.
I wasn't depressed.
Oh, no, of course not. Nobody's depressed. No. Nobody's depressed at WJFK. It's always the happy place. I'm sorry. I'm depressed, Haji. No,
the weather was good today. We had ice cream, but other things around the station happened.
You had ice cream.
Happy about
you dumbass. You had ice cream.
Now, here comes Kari.
Jesus Christ, Haji. You don't have ice cream to have
Kari,
Asian party. You have booze.
And your buddy got S-can today, right? Your buddy got...
And,
come on up to the microphone.
Now,
you're
the station fired somebody today on the same day
was
they were having...
Friend. It was your buddy, right?
Danny was my buddy.
Danny was your buddy, and they have an ice cream social
same,
on the day that... And he was a good guy.
Yep.
Same one
day.
Of the, one of the few people I talked to here.
Wendell Hall.
And he got canned, and I thought that, you know, I don't know what
my
job he was
excuse
doing.
Me, filibustering. Wendell Hall.
Sorry.
Danny said it was his choice as he was carrying out his printer and keyboard.
Really? It was his choice?
Don't you
get the sarcasm of Wendell Hall?
What's his full name?
It was his choice.
Danny Cox.
Danny Cox?
It was his choice.
I love you, buddy. You were one of the good people here.
Yep. Mike,
I would tell any radio station in Washington, hire Danny Cox.
Mike,
he is a good guy.
Hey, Mike, describe him.
Huh? He looks like the Hobbit.
You didn't get the sarcasm of Wendell.
What were you saying? What?
Wendell said, yes, he left on his own terms.
Oh, no, I got that. He didn't leave on his own terms. But Kari, good guy, right? Pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Actually, if you could do me a favor.
Yes.
Can you do the Danny from Caddyshack?
Danny Cox. Danny Cox, hope you pick up real soon with another radio station.
Sit down, Danny.
Yes, you may not have cut the mustard here, you old WJFK. I certainly hope that you can pick up real soon at one of our competitors, Danny Cox.
So at the day that they were going to have a morale party,
right,
they fired a guy.
Right.
Uh-huh. And did you have any idea they were going to fire the guy today?
I had no clue.
Oh boy.
He
came in here at the same time you did, right?
He came in on the same day.
Oh, God. So that's why he was like being all mad.
Hey,
better him than you, though, all right?
Come on.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
That's right.
That's why you make me laugh, man. That's why he is. See? That's funny.
All right. Here we go.
Truthful, though, Mike.
Oh, that is goddamn funny.
Danny's going to land on his feet. I'm not worried.
No, he's screwed. Forget it. He's a dead man in this industry.
All right. Now, remember I talked about the core of people. I mean, look,
right.
Everybody in this room right now would be people that I would include in that.
They'd be at the party.
And the
out
people
of
that
70,
came in,
out of 75 people that work at this station,
I would say if you
four
wanted,
in the studio.
If you wanted to get people that I would walk up to personally, I would use this group. I really would.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Haji. Sucky party, but thanks for trying to get
Haji,
the booze.
Really, you did your best.
Haji did his best.
Step up to the microphone, Haji.
Come on, Jag.
I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying.
I know you are. You've got a great attitude. You support everybody here. Everybody here. You do. You really do.
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It just doesn't translate to everybody else. Everybody pops in, does their little turn, and does their little thing. And
I just
got to
ask you one thing,
Jag. I got to ask.
When am I leaving?
No. No.
I like it. You're fine.
I want to know.
Donnie's referring to what you said yesterday.
What's that?
He said, you know, remember, he's a tweener? That's what you called him yesterday.
Right.
That's what he's referring to.
I was
to.
Kidding. Yeah. Now I'm serious.
All right.
How do you feel about Al-Qaeda?
Where are you from?
I'm from India.
From India.
Oh, okay.
All right, you're okay, Haji.
It's a different area.
That's right.
You passed. I was profiling. Excuse me.
Sorry about that. Oh, God. You know, that's an old joke we've done with Haji for a long time, but man, it still rings.
Merry Christmas!
It's still goddamn funny.
It sure does. All right, so we have four people left. A question. Where is the human sponge, Alan Linewine?
Is Alan still in the building?
I haven't seen him around.
He's gone already?
I'm sure he's in the office.
Alan left?
I haven't seen him.
Alan,
sure.
I think, Alan, I believe, has a secret exit that he... does he leave out the side door, Rob? Does he
the
just...
fire exit?
He does. I saw him out front selling the rest of the ice cream.
Well, listen, to Megan and Wendell and to Jag and... Yeah. I don't know what your name was. What's your name?
Kari.
To Kari, all of you.
A-R-I.
Thank you for coming in our studio
the
for
real
the ice
troopers.
Cream party.
You
Thank
guys
you.
Rock.
Yeah. Thank you.
And
get out of here now.
All, you know,
get out of here now.
Fun. Thank you all very much. Those are good people, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, now.
They still exist.
Me not drunk. Me just feeling good. Ready?
Come on. Now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid?
I know that.
What was that promise that you made? Alan, why won't you tell me what Joel said? What was that promise that Mel made?
No.
Now I'm gonna love Mel till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love infinity till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
Alright.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you, when you get to that point,
yeah,
without singing, can we
right.
just one of my...
Come on, now touch me, babe.
Oh, that's
Nice. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm going to love you till the stars fall from the sky.
Is that the Shatner song?
For you and I. Take it, Mike. I'm gonna love you.
There you go.
Rain.
Come on, Mike. Come on, you got the rain.
I'm gonna love you.
Down, whatever. I don't know the lyrics.
For you and I.
I don't know the song.
All you gotta know now is Stronger Than Dirt. That's at the end.
Oh, man.
You know what?
When you talk about the Doors.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It's my ass!
Merry Christmas!
Well, what a fun show we've had.
Blowing off steam.
There you go.
And now this is nice and mellow.
Here we go.
Happy.
We had a little acid happen.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not drunk now.
No?
I swear to Christ.
Right.
I just feel free.
All of us do.
I would do this show every day if I thought you people would listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
If I thought you would listen to 4 hours
of just a stream of consciousness, singing to records and things
about
like that.
Screaming how our manager's an idiot and playing the Doors.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, for me, that's radio heaven.
Yeah,
I hope we got a message out.
I really do.
World where only radio was strictly forbidden.
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's right.
He made it up.
Mike, we're talking to somebody else.
That's right.
Did we get a message out today, do you think?
Maybe. I think we did.
I think we did.
I hope so.
What was the message that we gave on today's show?
Easy.
I'm asking Buzz.
All right, go ahead. What was the message?
the thing I learned, you got to feel the fun. It's got to be real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Robbie? You can't force it.
I love when you play What Have We Learned. I think it is.
You know who's the man? Who is the man really with that statement that's left out of the party today? That didn't have one drink.
No, he
didn't. Who would have made a huge difference if he had?
My man.
This man right here.
Well, someday.
You know why he didn't? Because he might have had to be my chauffeur tonight.
Absolutely. But Rob, we didn't get through, did we?
Should have.
No, I don't think you did. But but please, when you put your head down on your tear-soaked pillow tonight. I want you to remember this.
What?
Don't fear. Join in. Have fun.
Yeah.
Isn't fun the best thing to have?
Fun is the best thing to have.
That's right.
And that's a message to everybody listening right now, too.
Have fun.
That's right.
Or else. We'll kick your ass.
Damn right.
Have fun or else. And
you have to be fun to have fun.
You understand? The party's ending, dopes.
We know that there is pressure. We know it is.
Have
out there
fun
every day.
Now or F it.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy it now.
You can't spell fun without F-U.
Right. And for all of you that are going to ask us to do this every day.
Forget it.
It's never going to happen.
Forget it.
No.
And be careful where you buy your hot dogs.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Shut up and listen anyway, because Don and Mike return tomorrow. You know that. I've been your host, Legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this Wednesday afternoon, now going into evening. Like I said, Don and Mike return tomorrow. So the gang will see you then, and I'll talk to you on the phone. Don't make me hang up on you. Now, getting back into the best of Don and Mike, we got one more segment. I guess the shenanigans from the absence continue on because Mike finds a hat that he really likes to wear. It's the best of Don and Mike. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are you going to wear that hat for the rest of the show?
I enjoy a good hat, and I especially enjoy a hat when it fits right out of the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to personally thank all of my good friends at Outback Jack.
May I request
TBS's newest reality show?
May I ask someone?
You don't want me to?
No. Here's the thing: if someone introduced Mike to a mirror,
yeah,
you might rethink
the hat.
You might want to rethink it.
Maybe it feels better than it looks. Let me take a look.
It looks good.
Thank you. You're looking at in the back of a CD.
Yeah, I feel very Australian. G'day, mate. This is, you know, the nice thing about the hat. Is that it fits, and I'm very surprised that it fits. You know, hats don't fit me, and this is just a comfort, perfect hat for the weather. You know, for the heat,
carrying
it's going to be hot this week.
The proud tradition of DJs who put on headphones over hats.
Yeah, absolutely. I used to do it when I didn't shower.
And now, this is like one of those Paul Hogan type hats.
Yeah, this is one of those Outback hats. You know, which you would wear, and you know, outside of the,
I would beg to differ when you say it fits.
You think it's too small?
It might fit.
Let me take the headphones.
My headphones. Hold on a second. Fine.
I'm going to put down the little string here a little bit.
Because you did have the string pulled all the way up to your Adam's apple.
There you go.
There you go.
Now it looks nice.
Now it's cool.
I'll tell you what. Let's do a little experiment.
Okay.
I'm going to call Colette.
All right.
Beautiful Colette, who's our receptionist. And Rob's taking a picture with a picture phone now.
Get that right out to the fans, Rob.
We'll send you up front. And see what, boy.
Hello?
Efficiency. Hey, Colette?
Yes.
Hi, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I'm going to, if you have a second, Colette, stay on the phone. Mike, would you run up to the front desk? Now, Colette?
Yes.
Mike's going to come up wearing a hat.
Howdy.
Okay.
And please to be telling me when you see him what you think of him in this hat.
It was
a promotional hat sent from some TV company.
Okay. Hold on.
Second, yeah. Colette, stay on the phone. Mike, would you run up to the front desk?
He's just, what, you put that hold?
Oh, what's right
here?
Okay. You got him? You see him? Yeah.
She likes it.
Handsome.
I like it.
That's a handsome look, right?
I like it. Yeah, I like his hat. Do you like it, Jessica? She likes it, too.
Now, Colette, be honest with me. Hold on, Mike, go back for a second. Now, would you go back for a second?
He's looking at his reflection in the glass.
Okay, Mike's coming around the corner. If I was to tell you a retarded man is coming around the corner, would you believe me?
No.
You wouldn't? No. You don't think
that's retarded? No, he doesn't look retarded.
I mean with a hat.
He's putting the chin strap up.
Tell him I can hear him.
They're highly amused.
There you go. Well, he's proven me wrong. All right, thank you, Colette.
Okay, bye.
We'll see you.
Everybody looks good in a hat. Bye-bye.
Horse hockey. Listen, I did figure this. I guess Mike's just touring the building now. Oh, here he comes. There you go.
He's into
All
it
right,
now.
Well, proved me wrong, Mike. That's a handsome look. That Outback hat that you're wearing.
I'm putting the snaps on again, so I'll have the flaps up. Man, with those Aussies, no headgear. I will tell you, because it's functional and fashionable.
True.
Yeah, I love it.
I will tell you.
Best on the look that ever came in a hat.
I rarely do I get a hat that I just want to put on and keep on right away. I could see myself taking my shirt off and doing yard work in this hat.
Yeah.
Huh?
I dare you.
What, to take my shirt off? And it would look better with my shirt off.
Go ahead.
You know, frankly, it would look better with my shirt off.
Go ahead. I dare you. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. He's got to take off his tie first.
Mike's actually wearing a tie today.
Yeah, why?
But it's like a casual thing. He's got a tie with the blue jeans on.
You don't do yard work, do you?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, but if I ever was supposed to.
Right.
You know, I'd do it.
Now you're just going to take your shirt off?
Well, it would look better. It would look more rugged like this, just with the shirt on.
Oh, with it open. Yeah, now you can see
I thought you were going to take it off. Not that you were gonna...
You're gay.
I am not gay. Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah, you're right. It looks a lot
better.
Looks better now?
Yeah.
It looks a lot.
Yeah. Doesn't it look better now?
It looks a lot better.
Doesn't it look good now?
It looks a lot.
perfectly natural.
Shirt off, my God.
Huh? This is the look.
Get that man a rake. So he'll do something else with his hands.
This reminds me of 17 years ago when you got in the Jeep that day and you took your shirt off. And back then when you thought you were happening, because you had a Jeep.
I never thought I was happening. I thought it was comfortable.
You had the Jeep. He said, hey, look at how great this is. All I have to do is take my shirt off.
Right. Hi, ladies. Come on in.
Come on in.
What do you think? What do you think of this body?
It's not the body. What do you think of the combination? Do you like Mike with the, first? Do you like Mike with the hat, girls?
Very special.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, they're all looking.
Michelle,
at me.
What do you think?
They're all looking like, at me like I have some sort of strength.
What'd you say?
What?
Self knife.
Well, don't look down at the belly level, please, because the jeans are a little tight.
What?
What, the belt? You like the belt? And now we know where you are looking.
Yeah.
Any more people coming in?
You got your phone with you?
No, I don't. No.
You want to borrow mine and walk down to Alan's office?
Walk down
to
Alan's office? Okay, might as well go for it.
Come on.
I'm so stupid, Robbie. Just going to say, oh, look, someone's calling. Duh. And I know it's you. Hello. Hi, Robbie.
I'll walk into Alan's office.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Okay, there you go. Mike's got the phone.
Don, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
Still in the room.
Yeah, you're still in the room.
All right, I'm walking down the hallway right now.
Of course I can hear you. Yeah.
What did you say? I didn't hear you. What?
I said, of course I can hear you. You said, can you hear me? I was looking at you. Of course, you're in the room.
See if the cell phone was working. I'm doing a tour. How you doing? Hey, I'm in the tall guy's office that doesn't play golf. How you doing, brother? All right. He liked it. Good.
Why not?
Mike is walking around the halls now.
Gonna check in the job. Oh, Julie's seen me already. Hi, Julie.
No shirt on. Uh-huh. Wearing
not a lot of people here, which is good. Everybody's working. Hi, guys.
Wearing his brand new Australia.
Just checking out the cubicles down here.
Just going back to Alan's office.
Yep, I'm gonna go into Alan's office right now. We'll see if we get a little impromptu. Oh, let's go in and see Steve Johnson and Paul Gorgie right now.
Yes.
Hi, guys. How you doing, Steve Johnson? What do you think of this look?
Nice.
Nice. All right. They're being very, very. They're being sarcastic. Big laugh. Okay, pretty boys. Now we're in Alan's office right now. I'm going to put Alan on the line. Here we go.
Okay.
There you go, Alan.
Hello?
Alan.
Oh, man, what are you guys doing?
Listen, here's the thing. We got.
He's getting way too close to me.
No, you know what?
Come on, Alan. Oh, man, how you doing, brother? What do you think of this look?
Now, yeah. Alan, you will verify that Mike has no shirt on.
Get a jolly rock.
He's got no shirt on.
Right. Now, do you think that hat that he has on? First off, let's discuss the hat, the Australian hat.
Try to look at the hat.
Do you like that?
His head seems a little oversized for that small hat.
I would have to agree.
I don't think
The fact that Mike has taken his shirt off, he thinks, makes him look better.
Moving the show along. Does it make him look better?
That he has the hat on, but he's taking his shirt off.
Where's the shirt?
I can't say it makes him look better. No, his head still looks huge.
Hey, Mike? Would you put Mike on the phone?
All right, shirt or not,
hey,
no shirt. I'm not comfortable
in
this
office. Hey, Mike, hold on one thing.
I'm coming.
No, Mike.
What?
Would you go back and, like, just roll all over Alan's stuff?
Roll over his stuff?
On the desk.
I mean, like, on his desk?
No, I'm not doing that.
Please?
But I have to go back into the Redskins players-only locker room.
Yes.
All right.
Let me go back here right now.
This is the section of the building where the salespeople who sell...
Now, there are a few more people back here, so you'll be able to hear it, too. Hi, everybody! Nobody's talking. They're all in the state. Hi, everybody!
Hi, Mike!
Hi. Jeff Edges is right here. Jeff might have a comment. What do you think, Jeff? You got a halter that.
Oh,
that's nasty. I think that might have been a breast reference, but I'm not sure.
Would you go back?
Now, I'm going back to see all the new guys back here.
Would you hug anybody?
Would I hug anybody?
Yeah.
Let me. What's your name?
John Spahn.
John. I'm gonna hug John. I'm hugging John right now. How did that feel?
It was wonderful.
It's wonderful. That's great. Thank you. Hi, lady. All right. I got to know names back here. You know, when we move down to this office, I'm going to do better.
Trust me.
Paul Gorgie. Paul, how about a hug?
They're going to remember you.
All right. A hug for Paul Gorgie. Yeah. Donata.
Mike is not wearing
a
shirt.
Hello, Joan Latta.
Hello, Mike.
I'm hugging Joan Latta right now.
Sure.
Hey, is Joan Crawford? Right. Is Joan What about Joan Crawford?
That's who I walked by when I said hi, lady.
Hi, lady.
I didn't know. I didn't feel like hugging. I'm coming back now.
Okay.
That was fun.
You bet that was
fun. It was liberating.
You bet it was.
Hi, Joe. Hi, BA. Hey, how are you? Yes, sir.
John Norman. How are you, my friend?
Mike's getting closer to the studio.
All right,
I can tell by the people he's passing. And here he goes.
Right. Here's your phone, Rob.
Thank you.
Oh, he's back. He's in the studio.
He's back out.
Oh, bye, Robbie.
Bye, Rob.
Well, there you go, Mike. Thanks. That was an unexpected treat.
Well, I just felt like it today. I just felt good.
It felt good. Rightly so.
You know, you're manly now.
Don't, you're not putting a shirt back on, are you?
I am.
Okay.
I am, because, you know, suddenly, right after Hedges, I became aware of the size of my man breasts. And there we go. I think everybody really enjoyed it, and I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Those ladies were turned on.
Oh, of course they did.
Whether they admit it or not.
John Spahn is a very nice man.
And I hugged John.
John Spahn.
And I gave a big hug to Paul Gorgie.
Uh-huh.
And then a big hug to Lotta. The only reason I didn't want to roll on Alan's...
Lotta!
I didn't want to roll on Alan's desk because he had, like, sharp things on it. You know, if it had just been papers, I would have bathed on it.
Just with your cooties all over it.
Yeah.
Was Paul
and
Gorgie...
I got close to him. I should have hugged Alan, but, you know.
Was Paul Gorgie oily to the touch?
He was. He was.
He's
funny.
Gorgie.
He was wearing a shirt I wasn't, and I kind of just fell right off of him.
Yeah. He was wearing a shirt I wasn't.
How many times have we heard that?
Yes, sir.
He was wearing a shirt I wasn't.
Says Michael Mara. And I think the most famous line of all, Jeff Hedges, you better halter that. There you go.
All right, my friend.
Ah, that felt good.
Fabulous hat. Mike, you just got to button up, please. Please.
Close your...
Do I? All right.
Please, close. Close for comfort. Are you going to wear that hat all day?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Yeah, I love it.
I know.
I really love it. It feels good. And I won't wear it for the whole show.
I mean, whatever makes you comfortable. It's just I...
Well, what makes me comfortable is what I just did.
Uh-huh.
It's liberating. You know, just, you know, I've gained a little weight recently, and I just wanted to feel good about myself. And
It doesn't show.
Based on the eyes of the women?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It doesn't show at all, right?
Women. My God, if I could just take 1 second. I know we're
going
about The Sopranos,
yes.
And we'll get to that. If I could just say, though, man, boy, did my wife piss me off today, and she didn't even mean to, and guys, you don't have to be married to relate to this. Is it our burden that God made us smarter than they are? And here is what I mean. And what guy out there, and I don't care if you, like me, married 23 years, or you're just with some chick you picked up last night, or you're going to throw out like yesterday's garbage. Here's the thing about all of them.
Okay.
All women. They ask you a question. For instance, my wife asks me a question. Within the first 20 seconds, I have already got the answer. The problem is that they just don't let you tell them the answer.
Uh-huh.
The problem is men are smarter. You come to a man and you say, oh, I got a problem. Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I got so many choices to do. I could do this or I could do
men
this.
Are smarter.
And they say, your outfit notwithstanding. They go, well, I could do this or I could do this and I could do this. And I really said this to my wife over the weekend. I said, if we could just stop wasting time. But the problem with women is that they're just not as smart as men when it comes to discussing stuff. When you discuss something with a man, what do? The first thing you say if you're going to say to the guy, you say, hey, Mike,
mm-hmm.
You know what would be a good bit? Take your shirt off.
Right.
How would you feel like, or Mike says, I feel like taking my shirt off on
right,
the show.
Right.
Great. We do it.
Right.
We don't have a 20-minute discussion of if we should or if we shouldn't. When right away we both know, yeah, that's a good bit. Mike taking his shirt off and walking around, that's a good bit. And this is a universal thing that happens all the time with me and my wife. Mm-hmm. And I got to think it happens to other people, too. It's not that I'm not interested. I want to have the conversation. I want to hear what the women have to say.
Of course.
Or in this case, the woman. I want to hear what she has to say. Is it my fault that I'm so freaking adept that when she tells me, I immediately know what the problem is and I've got a solution? Now, it might not be the right solution,
right.
But at least I've got a firm decision that I'm ready to give her immediately.
Right.
To say, and I finally said to her, why do we have to go through these 25 steps when we're finally going to get to it anyway? That's all I wanted to say.
There you go.
It's like shopping. Men know what they want when they walk in the store.
Why did God make us so much smarter?
And then guys, when they know they look good in something, they keep it.
Right,
they don't you know, mess around with
don't
it.
Have to
they
debate it.
They keep wearing it.
Right? Talk to a man. What do you want to do? I don't know. Okay, that's fine. End of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to, what do you want to do?
Well, I don't know. We could go to the movies, or we could go to dinner, or we could sit around and talk about the photograph collection, or we could, you know, okay, listen, I've made a decision. Movies. Mm-hmm. Oh, but why would we go to the movies when we could, and this is not the discussion my wife and I were having.
You've hit on another problem. When they ask you a question, when you give the answer to the question, that answer is wrong. So, which raises the question, why did you ask?
I mean, slow down. We don't want to turn this into a women-bashing thing.
No, Mike, I love women.
I like women. I like women who appreciate men. That's just the way I feel today.
All right, Stud.
In a mood.
I know you are.
I feel today. I like women who appreciate
men. I'm in a mood, too. And I just want to say, on behalf of all men, thank God we're smart. Thank God we're smarter than they are.
Thank God we're smart. Thank God we're pretty.
Never mind. I'm not going to get my bully pulpit going right now while you're wearing your Outback Jack hat.
Outback Jack hat probably be taken off.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I'll probably take it off. Give it a rest for a while.
You just mark my words. If you're out there, like I said, like you've been married, just some whore you're going to meet tonight and then throw her out of the car on the way home. Regardless.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to say, you don't have to be in a committed relationship to feel this way.
Right. Yeah, I know. You keep talking like that, we'll have detectives from a serial killer investigation in here pretty soon.
No, it's just you're going to go, well, what do you think? Should I get off at the next exit? I think you should get off, like, at the next exit. Mm-hmm. That's where you get off. Uh-huh. And then you just say, okay, that's it. Be quiet now. Be quiet until we get to Shoney's, and I'll buy you a nut log.
Yum, yum.
That's what you say to them.
That's good eating.
Okay?
Okay.
That's what you say.
All right.
I don't know where that came from, but that was something I had written down.
It was on your bully pulpit.
It was right.
It wanted to say, why are we so smart?
Amen.
So smart. And if they would just realize that and just listen to what we're saying. Do you realize all of the time that we waste talking to women about stuff? Well, what if we did this? Or what if we did this? What if we did? You're asking my opinion, and I'm giving you an answer. There's the answer now.
Bing, bang, boom. No more pros or cons.
There. Right.
It's over.
Now.
No gray areas.
Right.
Definitive answers. Leadership.
Action.
And then I can't say what I really want when this conversation happens. What I really want to say is, okay, now, we've discussed it. That's great. I want to turn Regis back on.
Uh-huh. End of discussion.
I want to turn it back on.
Lecture over.
Hello, Dave. Don and Mike show. Dave.
You know, here's what else women do. And, you know, I love my wife. But instead of when you ask them a question, they don't answer that question because they think that there's hidden meanings in your question. So they answer a question of what they think you mean.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Thank you.
Nuts.
I know. Everything is a test with them. Hello, Don and Mike show. Peter.
Yes.
Yes. Hi. Hey, Peter.
Great. My theory, and actually, Mike can attest to this because we were in his restaurant from a couple of weeks ago. But when my wife was there talking to him, they just want to hear the sound of their own voices over and over and over.
That's right.
I can drive across country with a guy or down up and down California, and we can go hours with, you want to eat? Yeah, okay, we're going to go to Denny's. That's it. End of conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
Again.
Go out with them. It's forever, ever.
I'm with you, my friend.
And it just hurts. It hurts.
I know
my ears bleed.
I'm glad I could bring this. Mm-hmm. Hello, Mark.
It hurts.
Don and Mike show, Mark.
Don, Mike, how
you
doing?
We're doing great.
I got a rule at my house.
What's that?
My wife can either tell me what to do or how to do it, but she can't tell me both.
Oh, see, that's too confusing. Get out of here. You're like some new age Dr. Phil.
And meanwhile, his wife's down in the root cellar.
Hello. Hello, Brad.
Yes, gentlemen.
Hi, Brad.
There is one question that a man can never answer correctly.
Do I look good in this?
No.
Is this okay?
No, wrong.
Yeah, you can't.
You're wrong.
There's only one answer.
You say you look fantastic.
Right.
You don't care if she's coming out with a burlap sack. Baby, you look great.
There is
okay, so you
answer.
Would buy Frida a $5,000 burlap sack because she thinks she looks good in it.
My friend, go to the closet at home. There's a closet full of $5,000 burlap sacks.
Boy, you must be a rookie because you can't win that one. And, I mean, I don't consider myself an expert on relationships. But you really can't answer that question with anything other than you look fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Helen?
Yeah.
Helen? Hi, Helen.
Hi, sweeties. Hey, listen, you guys are taking an awfully long time to hash this situation out, supposedly as much time as women take. So what's going on?
No, you know what this is? There are no shows out there that address the fact that that women just are not as bright as men when it comes to problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
There are no shows. There's a ton of goddamn shows. Every time I turn on, Dr. Laura, Susie, Dr. Julie, it's the Dolans. Everything is women, 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 women.
We have to make sure we make the right decision to keep you guys on track.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here. We can make
Get
our own
decision.
I made my decision about you before I even picked up the phone. I knew you were going to be a bad caller.
Yeah, I got no friends here, Helen. And, Helen!
And Helen, though, you're a fine caller. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
You're so sweet, Don.
Thank you. You just don't got it going on up here.
Yeah, and really, technically, when we're talking about intellectual activity, you're a wannabe.
Okay, thank you, Helen.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you later.
You know, they had another term for it, I think, in the 60s or 70s. The P.E. term, you know, which is, you know, that part down there, envy.
Oh, right.
But, yeah. But you know, really, no. No, what it is it's just, you know, wannabe. They want to be as smart.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave?
Hey,
that's a separate issue, Rob.
Just pull out the whore card.
Yeah, I didn't care for her.
Hello. She was fine.
No, she wasn't.
She wasn't,
Rob.
Hello. I'm Mike. Dave.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Don.
Yes, what?
Does Frida start talking and asking you questions during The Sopranos? No.
Here's what I have to say. She's fantastic about that. She does know when to shut up. When it's important, like The Sopranos.
Uh-huh. You know, it was important last night.
It really was. She didn't say a word. We didn't.
I really feel for anybody around the country that was trying to watch The Sopranos and whoever was, you know, if there was any kind of interruption, because that was the show.
As a matter of fact, I think the only conversation that the two of us had as we were watching the show last night was, oh, is that the bear?
Uh-huh.
When it was Tony.
Right.
And I think maybe I might have broken the rule about talking. I might have said to her, I think Christopher's going to get whacked.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no. Listen, my girl's a beauty. My God, if only I could keep her like that at all times. Where all she did was just sit attentively down at my feet and we would watch television together.
At all times.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks for calling.
All right, goodbye. We'll be right back. Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.